All right, welcome back, everybody. It's been a couple of months, but it's so good to be back around the virtual table. Homework. I asked you all what your character's favorite meal was and why. So please go ahead and send that to me if you haven't already. And if you do so, three good berries will appear in your character's inventory that can be used anytime. Good berries, if you need a reminder, just heal a hit point whenever you consume one. All right. So I assume everybody remembers everything that happened last session. We can dive right into it, right? Or maybe a recap would be good. All right. So last time, you all made your way to the village of Black Glass, in the country of Lokana, as you all have been guarding a caravan, making your way from Portage to the eventual destination of Jungle's Edge. Your caravan stopped in Black Glass for a couple days, so you had a couple days of downtime. You explored the city. Met some interesting new folks, so some of you took a keen interest in, and placed an order for an obsidian holy symbol, and then rested up, waking the next morning in your various sleeping spots. You all rose and very quickly reunited and tried to figure out what to do with your day. But before you could get too far into that thought process, you were approached by what seemed to be a merchant who told spun you a tale of being attacked in the road by a group of lizard folk bandits. I'd like to point out that a very like even before he kind of went into his tale, once he the moment he started talking to you, you all were like, "This is Handsome Herbert."
Yeah. And then we
Immediately.
forgot about
And then, like, you
it.
managed to gaslight your way out of it. And honestly, you came so close. You rolled to see if you could recognize the voice at all, and none of you rolled well on that roll. And honestly, if you had rolled really high, I would have had to have given it to you.
I don't think that was a gaslight. I don't think that was a gaslight. I think that was being fucked by our dice, and that's different. It's very
Fair
different.
enough. Fair enough. But he spun you this tale of his comrades being killed by bandits, him being a miner who sold obsidian to merchants, and paid you all what you thought was 50 gold pieces to go find these lizard folk and retrieve his obsidian. However, even not knowing that, surprise, spoiler, he was Handsome Herbert, you all were very sus, kind of picking up that he wasn't telling you everything. And so you took the mission, but decided to go in warily. So you made your way outside the city and down the mining path, very quickly finding the lizard folk camp. Kes snuck forward from the rest of you, hiding nearby the camp. Rosh or not Roisin, Hayrin also hid and acted as translator, using comprehend languages to tell Ula and Roisin everything that's being said. And Tomi, being one of two people in the party that can speak Draconic, was the one that negotiated with the lizard folk leader. The lizard folk leader was not terribly clever, but very adamant about not wanting to deal with you all. He claimed that you all were they were there resting up from being attacked by bandits. He kind of cast the same encounter that this so-called Findlar gave you in a different light, saying that they were the miners and they'd been bandited by Findlar and his band, and Findlar had run away. But you also realized that this lizard folk wasn't telling you the whole truth, and you all went back and forth. Basically them just telling you to get out of here. They didn't want to fight you, but they just wanted you to leave. And Tomi pressing the issue, going into great detail about all the foods that she would cook for them when Kes decided to kick things off by using his message spell to say something magically to the lizard folk leader, which him already being cautious and on edge took it as a sign of aggression, and we went into the shortest combat ever. I literally have in my notes, round one, Kes grabs the sleeping lizard folk and puts a knife to his throat. Because
Please
Kes
believe it's
had
both of them.
found in one of the tents the wounded lizard folk that they were waiting to heal up before they could move on. Putting a knife to their throat, said we could talk it out. Doesn't need to be bloodshed. And fortunately for Kes, this lizard folk was in fact the lizard folk leader's son. And with a very good intimidate check, Kes managed to get the lizard folk leader to spill everything. And basically, the more truthy version, oh, hi, yubba, the more truthy version of all this was that the lizard folk, who kind of live a hardscrabble life out here in the frontier, and occasionally do some banditry, happened upon a group of bandits attacking some miners and then dispatched the bandits after the bandits had already dispatched the miners. Two wrongs make a right, right? But
Totes.
satisfied that the lizard folk were telling the truth, that you all found out that the bodies were still up the road. In lizard folk culture, they leave the bodies for nature to reclaim. You all came to an accord with the lizard folk. You traded a healing potion for one of their carts of obsidian and left in peace, surprising everybody, including myself. But it is a delightful surprise. You all left them on their way, made it down the road where you did find the bodies of the bandits and the miners, which, after some investigating, you were able to confirm that, in fact, that things played out kind of as the lizard folk had said. The miners were killed by the bandits' weapons. The bandits were killed by the lizard folk's more ragged weapons. So you all collected the bodies of the miners, left the bodies of the bandits, looted their bodies, and then tried to figure out a way to, like, what are you going to do with these bandits? Hayren suggested taking a head and using that to intimidate Finlar. Just showing up to the cafe, you're going to meet out and be like, boom, head, what we know. But you all decided that might be a bit macabre and also hard to explain to the guards. So you searched the bodies for identifying marks and found that each bandit had a tattoo over their hearts. A tattoo that looked a little sexual, perhaps, at first to some of you, but was actually, in fact, two H's stacked on top of each other with some swirls around it. And you realized, HH. And you'd see Handsome Herbert. You'd seen this tattoo before and hadn't thought anything of it on one of the bandits you guys had killed on the road. So, realizing that Handsome Herbert was in fact involved the whole time, gasp, shock, dun dun dun, you all made your way back to town after collecting the gold pieces and assorted weapons from the bodies. Came back to the cart of bodies and explained it to the guards exactly what happened, and they believed you, thankfully. As the guards took care of the bodies, you said you could lead them over to Handsome Herbert. But when you arrived at the cafe slash bar where he was supposed to meet you, you found nobody. You had been hoodwinked by Handsome Herbert.
No, we saw him as we came in the gate. And we pointed him out, and it was just some fucking guy.
Oh yeah, sorry. That was the person whose identity Handsome Herbert had assumed. Yes.
Yes.
Him having wisely picked a merchant that some people would be familiar with, but that didn't come to the part of town that you were in terribly often. Not only did he hoodwink you by the 50 gold he'd paid you ahead of time ended up being copper, it had been illusioned to look like gold. And also, perhaps most egregiously of all, something you didn't realize at the end of the last session, he made off with one of the smutty books that Hayren had lent him.
What a dick. It's okay, y'all. That was
I mean,
intentional.
you really have to ask yourself, what's the fucking point other than taunting us?
You guys at the end of the last session had come up with one theory. Your theory was that Kes suggested that his plan was that either you bring him obsidian, yay, or you all die, yay. The fight against the lizard folk would have been really tough. There were six of them, and they had a basilisk that could have turned you into stone. So, for him, it was a win-win. According to your theory, he dispatches you, you're dead, or you come back with some obsidian, and maybe he's regained some of his losses from this trip.
But the other, the more Valid
Oh,
theory.
hey, Rin, also had a theory.
Yes, that's what I
Is
just
that
read.
he did it for all this for my attention.
also a possibility. Let's throw that up on the whiteboard. Get some red string going.
Why wasn't it there?
That's what I started choking about because I had strolled back to see what the tattoo looked like, and I read Jim's comment right below it that I can't believe Hanson Herbert did all that for my
My
attention. I
attention, I
started
remember
choking on it.
that.
So, like, fully though, Caitlin wants to put up signs all around town that say Handsome Herbert paid me 100 gold or whatever. Just as like an attempt at like a haha fuck you shame tactic. But Ula would obviously never do that, and that's sad. That's sad.
You can write a testimonial next to his wanted posters that are everywhere.
It just Ula wouldn't do that, and it
Yeah.
sucks.
Maybe somebody else in this group will. Who knows? We'll find out because it is still somehow the 13th of Sylvian. Fantasy rest day, or rest day, fantasy Saturday. You all, it's the late afternoon. The guards, having seen nobody here, have kind of dispersed. And it's just the five of you, kind of hanging out in the plaza, realizing that you had been hoodwinked by one handsome Herbert. So
Well,
you're kind of in the still in this artisan district, kind of not too far from the Black Rock Cafe, which is where he was hanging out, and then the Anvil's just down the street away. Leora's shop is nearby. Yeah. What do you all do?
I have a cart full of obsidian, right?
You do have a cart full of obsidian that you left on the edge of town under the watchful eye of the city guard.
I was gonna say, we left it? Why?
With the guards, because it
With the
had bodies
guards.
on it.
Because they had the bodies, they're taking care of the bodies. You guys had to
Okay.
come quickly to.
Okay. Also, everyone, look at this cat.
Oh, it's very cute.
He's adorable.
Beauty. He's ridiculous.
This is not the DM fucking you guys out of your obsidian stash. Don't worry.
I want that money.
I'm really glad we didn't bring a head back now.
Right? Oh my gosh.
We
Oh man.
probably could have explained it, but that would have been harder to explain than what we actually did.
Oh yeah, do you still have your six fleshy tattoos, Matthew, or did you give those to the
Yeah, I
guards?
gave those to the guards.
They're gone. Okay, just making
Yeah.
sure.
Did you want to keep a souvenir? Is that what you're asking him?
No, I just wanted to make sure he didn't have a bunch of moldering skin flaps on his person.
Nope.
Okay,
Nothing
just
like
one other aside before we really get into it. I moved and I'm still all my shit's in boxes. I don't know where the cat nail clippers are. So when my face is doing this, it's because there's little needles puncturing me.
Oh.
Anyway, he is unbothered.
Oh.
He's totally unbothered. He can hold on tighter. He's happy about it.
I know.
Do we want to go see if Leora wants to buy our obsidian, or is there somebody else we should be selling it to?
Leora, does she buys it, right?
She's a blacksmith. She uses it.
Don't know if she needs this much, though. She might
Maybe
know
she can tell
who
us who
would
to
need a
sell it
buck. Yeah,
to.
she told us
exactly.
that she bought hers from wholesalers. So I
She
think
can point
talking
us
to
in the
her is
right
a good
direction, at
first,
least.
yeah, a good first step.
Okay. Since we're nearby, let's just go to Leora's shop.
Okay. So you head back over to Leora's shop. She's out there pounding on some metal now. Yeah, the high afternoon sun beating down as she's banging away, just sweat rivulating down her skin. She looks up and says, "Oh, hey." She says, "Do you kill those bandits or whatever?"
Funnily enough,
No.
no, they didn't need killing.
Oh, so that shady guy is full of shit after all.
It was Handsome Herbert.
Who?
Oh, I guess not everyone else has this relationship with this asshole.
Bandit leader. His bandits got killed, banditing other bandits, and anyway, the miners were dead, and we brought them back.
Oh, the poor
And we have
children.
obsidian. I know it was very sad.
The poor children?
Of the miners, probably.
Well, no, she is a terrible joke because she said the miners are dead.
Oh, I get
Sorry.
it now.
Yeah, you didn't tell us that the miners were children.
No.
Oh God.
No, they were adults.
Get into the
Guess
small
what? We're
spaces.
staying in black glass to take down the bourgeoisie.
No, sorry. They're fully adult miners. One of them was named Arnie. That's all you know about
Arnie.
Them.
That's right. Anyway, we have a cart full of obsidian now. I'm not sure if that's something you would want to take off our hands or if you can point us in the direction of someone who would buy that amount of obsidian.
Oh, absolutely. She says, always happy to buy from a friend. And she gives Roshin a wink. She says, how much you got to sell?
I think we were told it's like 50 gold's worth?
100 gold.
100 gold worth?
It's 100 gold worth as a full cart.
Oh, full cart. Cool. I usually pay 150 for that.
All right.
Motherfucking handsome Herbert.
Well, no, because she buys them from the wholesalers, so...
Mm-hmm.
So they buy, the wholesalers buy them for 100, then they so you guys you're the wholesalers now.
Amazing. 175.
Roll me
That's
a persuasion
more.
Roll me a persuasion check.
The cat's very unhappy about this. Oh shit, I don't have my character sheet out.
Roll the die. I've got your character sheet pulled up.
I rolled a 12.
12 persuasion would be a 15 total. She says, 150, or you can go sell it to one of the wholesalers and get 100 for it.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to go back to the gate to get it. We left it with the guards.
Yeah, she says, I'll be here for a few more hours before I close up shop.
All right. We should, unfortunately, Brasheen, I think we need you to come push the cart. Otherwise you can stay.
I was thinking about staying and enjoying the show, but,
two of you can push it together. It's,
it's all right. You need me.
And with us very small.
I'm pretty,
you
strong.
Need me. It's all right.
That's
Aaron,
also,
you can stay
not
and
the,
watch.
Guess is also slight of build.
Fuck it, I'll do it with you. I start flexing.
Just for my edification, what is your strength score?
I'll give you a hint, it's less than 10.
That's what I thought.
It's an 8. But I'm trying to be supportive.
We'd average out to a really good number.
We're going to go between negative 4
I'm
and 4.
I'm going to say this. Roshin is the only character here who has a strength bonus.
Oh.
I have a plus 2.
You're looking at your saving throw, I think.
No.
Ula, your strength is 11.
Well, I wrote it down as a 15.
That's your dexterity.
I must have done a switcheroo and then forgot about it.
Let's
see what I've done here. Okay, well, carry on. I'm just trying to figure my shit out.
Yeah. So anyway, you all head back to go pick up your cart, making your way back to town.
Making your way.
You all pass. The various merchants. You pass Real Finlar, who's sitting there. Mm-hmm. It kind of gives you, gives Ula the bit of a stink eye as you all walk by, just because Ula had accosted him out of nowhere. And so he's just a little wary of
I give him a stink eye right back.
Go ahead. Oh, you were going to say something, Caitlin? Or?
No, I just said oops in a funny little voice.
Ah. You make your way back out. Your cart is still overflowing with obsidian, but with 100% less bodies than were on it when you left it.
Ooh, yay.
And you see one of the guards standing there. It's just like, oh, you're back. Hey, that's great. Captain Blaze is going to want to chat with you all.
Okay.
Saved me the trouble of having to go find you.
Have we met the captain before?
No, not here.
Captain Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
Either going to be really hot or really not, I feel like.
I know. One of the
two. Take your bets. Taking bets. Taking bets. What we got? Over, under. Over, under.
They feel like Chris loves us, and he's going to make them really hot.
So you all, he's like, I just figured if I waited by the smart card of Obsidian, though, you'd all be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
He does a hand gesture to another guard that's like 10 yards down, and that guard goes jogging off.
Okay, really quick. I'm very sorry. I, at some point, was messing around, and I just haven't been looking at my online thing. My strength is 15. I'm going to switch it back online because that's the attack bonus that I've been rolling since we started.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a matter of I did something and forgot about it. So I'll switch that now. But
okay. So the tallest and shortest person in the party are the only people with a strength bonus.
Because I've also been rolling 0 to initiative as well. And
okay.
I should have had +2 if those had been switched.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Switch it back. Go for it.
My bad.
So after a few minutes, you see walking towards you all in resplendent armor, a 6'2". Sorry, I'm just dragging it out. A 6'2" orcish woman. She's got kind of a shaved cut, like shaved head on the side with kind of like a kind of not too long. Not her is actually not too dissimilar from mine. It's just a vibrant blue, kind of you know, faded green skin. One tusk sticking out of the mouth, and another that's like appears to be mostly made of jewel.
Ooh.
Like you get the idea, maybe one of them had cracked and been replaced at some point. And she walks up to the lot of you and says, "Hello." She says, "Name's Guard Captain Zyra Blaze. Pleasure to make y'all's acquaintance."
Is that two Zyra Blaze?
Yeah, two. It's my first name and my last name.
I wasn't being rude and speaking to her about it. I was clarifying with Chris.
Christopher, can you spell that for us?
Yeah, I'll put it in the I'll put it in the chat.
There we go. Yeah, I don't want +2 to hit.
No, you don't.
Stuck.
Well, do you? You don't use your strength modifier usually, though, right? You use your weapon, your magical. Don't you usually use your magical weapon thing?
I do use True Strike semi often, but when I get two weapon fighting or extra attack or whatever it is, I'm gonna want to have that strength bonus there. You know, because True Strike only counts for one of your attacks. Okay,
so hair color is wrong, but this will just kind of give you the vibe.
Cool.
What color's the hair?
Blue.
Dope.
She says, heard you all had a run-in with Handsome Herbert.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's been a thorn in our side for some time now. Operates, she says, between here, Portage, and also Jungle's Edge.
Oh, so you might run into him more?
She says, did you have run into him before today?
Mm-hmm.
I really do think that this whole thing was him just like getting the temperature on us to give him a sassy little way to talk to somebody who already kicked his ass once. And we did it again.
It's because he has a crush on Hayren.
Also true. We do know that's true.
She just
yeah,
kind of
really
she quietly watches you all just bounce back and forth about this, not saying anything. Sorry, Rich, you didn't interrupt.
He really wants to bone Hayren.
Yeah, for sure. That's the most likely answer.
Yeah.
And she kind of looks around, then looks at the big shitted Ingrid on Hayren's face. She's like, "And you're Hayren, I'm guessing."
I'm actually. I don't have a shitting grin. I'm actually really demure.
Oh, sorry.
I want to.
Sorry, she looks at the person with the really demure and you know seeing face.
And I'm looking at her. I'm giving her a look, and I want to know if How, what's her vibe?
I'm also curious about her vibe because the hesitance in her voice just then. I'm suspicious of everyone. No one's who they say they are. Oh, do we want to pause?
Can you st oh, he's gone. Yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah. Can I roll? I got a good roll going on here. Nope.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Nope. Nope. Also, very sad news. This is one of my favorite pens. It's dark green. It's for Ula. It's 0.38, and I was using it to make marks on this fucking wall, and I destroyed my fucking pen. I'm
Oh
really.
no.
You can't. These pens are very delicate. If it's a 0.38 needle tip, you cannot fuck around. Because if you do, it
You'll
won't
find out.
work. Exactly. I'm so mad. Because, see, like, here's my.
There he is.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Matthew, basically, now people are suspicious
What?
because she's
Ula's
watching,
suspicious.
because she's looking at you and not saying a lot right now. So
Ula's suspicious.
people are rolling vibe checks.
Oh yeah, I rolled mine. It was a nat one, by the way. I'm sure this person's totally cool.
Oh, she is suspicious. Why isn't she saying
Oh, right. Amp up
anything? Are we
paranoia,
talking about the
not
guard
down.
captain?
The guard captain, yeah.
I was trying to do a vibe check of if she thinks we're hot, and I got a five.
Absolutely,
Hottest.
she's into you in particular.
I knew
Caleb
it.
Herbert, Blaze, who's next?
Oh
She
my
says, all
God.
right, she says, so you encountered him on the road between here and Jungle's Edge, Portage, somewhere else?
Portage.
Portage.
Jungles. No, that's where we're going.
You're going.
Yeah, so Portage.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're a part of a caravan that's run by Ahanu.
Oh, yes, she says Ahanu. I was just having dinner with her last night.
Oh,
Yeah,
fantastic.
we're security for them.
Oh, okay. Well, if you've. She says if Hanu trusts you enough to guard the caravan, you must all know your shit. So, thank you for bringing these bodies in that are
Yeah.
left out there in the road. And you were saying that Handsome Herbert did that as well?
It looks like his bandits were responsible for their deaths, yeah.
Yeah, because there were the bandits that were killing the miners, and then the lizard folk came up and killed the bandits. And the first person who ran of the original bandits was this guy who came to sell us this whole shtick, which it turns out he was a freak wearing somebody else's face for a short amount of time so he could talk to us, pay
Yes,
us a
Handsome
bunch of
Herbert.
money, and it turned out to be copper, not gold. And then we're smarter than he is. So we get to keep the obsidian and sell it.
Sounds like it, yes.
Okay.
We are
What?
very smart.
What?
And she says, and how many, and she says, one of my guards said you turned in six somewhat macabre tattoos.
Yep. Each of the bandits had that symbol tattooed
Yeah,
over their heart.
that's his mark.
Yeah, we thought we'd just leave the bandits because we didn't want to overburden our cart and f them.
We thought about
Yeah.
bringing you their heads, but didn't know if you'd want that.
She says it would have been the tattoos are fine. Still a little gross, but yeah, what are you gonna do? Invent cameras? We don't have those yet. So she kind of leans back on nothing, just kind of leans back a little bit. Just as well, she says, I'd really appreciate y'all bringing these folks back, letting us know about Handsome Herbert. And then, how many of his guards did you kill on the road here?
Oh, his
Huh? Four?
bandits? How many
Or
did we?
it was his bandits, clash guards. Not, yeah, his bandits.
Four
We
and
didn't
a
kill
giant?
anybody
On the road. Oh, you
Yeah,
mean
when they
on the
ambushed
way into
us.
town.
Yeah.
Woof.
Was
Four and
it
a something.
six or seven? I don't remember the exact number.
That was four.
I know it was one spellcaster that was fucking us
Oh,
up,
there's
and
an
then like
Eden.
the Etten, and then like two regular guys, right?
It
I
was
have three bandits in the
one,
Northwoods
two,
and a leader in the bottom right.
three, four bandits and an Etten. So three plus an Etten. So
I just need everyone
that's many.
to how zero fucks this guy is.
He's just a rag doll. She
He's a
says,
baby.
so that's nine bandits and an Ettin. She says, well, hopefully that's a pretty decent chunk of his crew. I can't imagine where he's getting these people from.
They were well paid. Whenever we robbed the bandit bodies, we got a lot more money than you'd expect to get from lowlifes.
She says, me and some of the guard captains from the neighboring towns have a theory.
That he's a rich bitch.
Yeah. If the bandits are well paid, that would definitely lend credence to that. She
But he
idly,
called himself handsome.
she says, I don't know if he gave himself that name or if somebody else did. That's it's a mystery.
Sounds like something he did. I'm building a picture of this person in my mind. And it's a rich, young, cocky, but not worth it piece of shit.
I mean, that's similar to the picture I have in my mind.
What,
Unless there's
sorry.
proof of his good deeds, he's just a cunt.
Well, no, he's killed many people, so
Well, there you go.
he's not a good person.
But yeah.
What did she say their theory was?
That he's actually like a noble person or like a wealthy person.
Thank you.
And Matt, are you still with us or?
Yeah, I'm here. My camera is just being.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that you hadn't like disconnected. Okay, so. She says, all right, well, if you find out anything else about Handsome Herbert, she says, let me know. I'd really appreciate it. She reaches into her pocket and pulls out a piece of paper, and she says, if you catch something on the road, she says, you can fill this out to me, and it'll automatically fly to me. So she says, but yeah, hopefully we'll catch this fucker.
Good.
The only thing he seems to be good at is getting away.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the
unfortunately.
lizard folks said that he ran first before anybody else.
And then disappeared, they said, which now you mean maybe meant literally.
Who wants to hang on to the paper from the captain?
I can dig it.
Okay.
And then she says, oh yes, and then there's one more thing. And she reaches into her pocket and pulls out a small coin purse. And tosses it to, I guess, well, you've been doing the most talking, tosses it to you.
Okay.
She says, there's a 5 gold piece band bounty on bandits, so appreciate your efforts.
So is this just 5 gold or is it like 15 because the number of bandits we
It's
found?
30.
Ah, nice. Nice. So I give everybody five.
You should give everybody
Right?
six, unless you're trying
Sure.
to.
Whatever you say, I don't care.
Unless you want a little extra for yourself.
Yeah. You know how many do this math test applications I fucking filled out? Fuck math, man.
Sorry, did we split up the gold from the obsidian yet? No.
Not yet.
We haven't
Yeah,
sold
you
the
haven't
Obsidian
sold
yet.
it yet. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, okay.
Yeah, there's a
Wait, what?
cart filled with it right next to you at the moment.
Got it. I see. Thank you.
All right. She says, well, all right, well, thanks so much, and I'll be on my way. You all are free to disperse, do whatever it is you're going to do. Just keep out of trouble. And she turns and walks. And hey, Rin, you notice that she has never once skipped leg day.
Perception where it's important. Otherwise, nothing.
All right. So, what do y'all have a cart of obsidian? I
We do.
assume you cart that back over to Leora's shop.
On the way back, I'm going to just muse aloud. We have all of this obsidian stuff. I don't know if any of you want to make anything out of it.
I'm getting my holy symbol, and that's all I think that I could need.
Chris, I am like not like I don't know how to what would Hayren know if there's any way like any uses for any of the obsidian?
Yeah, it's inherently
Possibly.
magical. So, if there's like, I'm very open and flexible to the idea. If there's like, if you wanted to use part of this to make something for yourself, armor or weapons or wondrous items, I'm happy to work with that. In the realm of, however much money it costs, and we can make it. We can make that work to a mutually agreeable. Item
Okay.
or items.
Maybe we should keep some of it just in case for the future, because they're
Well,
inherently
how many more
magical.
days do we have here?
At least one.
Not enough time for somebody to make stuff. Is that what you were suggesting, Matt, that we keep some
I was
or?
just saying, if anybody wanted to consider that, the way I see it, each of us has a fifth, is each of us owns a fifth of this. So whatever everybody wants us to do with their fifth is up to them.
What are we getting? What's 150 divided by 5?
30.
30. Okay. I will probably just take the gold for myself.
Yeah. Kess is also just taking gold.
I would like to keep some.
There you go.
Feel like I'd like to keep some, but I can't think of what for.
It just kind of seems like a Tomy thing to do to keep some.
It does.
Okay, so you make your way, your cart back to Leora's. And she's kind of waiting for y'all. She's kind of in between pieces right now. You could tell that maybe she was just waiting for you to come back. She said, that is a nice cart of obsidian you got there. She says, do you sell all of it? Keeping any of it?
I would like
Leora?
to.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I would. Sorry. I was just wondering if you were going to make something out of obsidian for somebody like me, what would you make them?
She says, you don't strike me as the martial type.
Nope.
She says, so I'd suggest maybe like some signature earrings or a necklace or she says maybe like some really cool looking device to like tie your robes on in a fun, cool looking way. I don't know. I'm unless it involves, stabbing something or preventing something from getting stabbed, I'm kind of out of my element.
Very fair.
But there's other vendors, like the one that I spoke to yesterday, that will do other things with it.
Absolutely, yeah. She says it's a you won't find a better place in the world to have something made out of obsidian than black glass.
I
It's
just don't
right
know
in the
what I
name.
need.
She kind of looks, she kind of crouches down and looks at Yotomi, and she says, yeah, but what do you want?
Don't know. Do you want like a magic wand or something?
Oh, an obsidian wand.
Yeah.
Or
Can
maybe
you
a
like
tiny dagger for Sir Greg?
Oh my God, yes.
She says, if you want to take a couple handfuls out of piece, she says, I'm not gonna take it off the price. Friends discount.
Okie
Nice.
dokie, I'll take a couple handfuls.
Hey, Ren, do you take a couple handfuls or?
I would like to ask her something. I'm mostly forged the weapons from obsidian from scratch, right?
Yeah, she says, I also work with steel. She says copper, bronze, iron.
Any chance you know what to do with an obsidian and dragon scale?
Oh.
Oh, she says, intriguing. She says, what are you thinking?
Well, I have this GM from my so I'll take out my sword. I have a it's family heirloom and it's really precious and
She like gives an appreciative whistle at it, looking at like she's just like all of her attention is kind of like focused on it in the way that Roshina almost makes you a little jealous, just like eyeing every curve of this blade.
Game.
It's also my spellcasting focus, so I don't know if that affects anything, but I is there any way we can, I don't know, pimp it up? Wait, what is it? Pimp my ride?
Pimp
It up?
my
Pimp my sword?
ride. God, pimp my sword. Pimp my steed. Just imagining a horse with like lots of bows and braids. She says, well, here's the thing. I don't wanna ruin this masterpiece. She says, but perhaps I could give it a scabbard.
Okay.
And she says, and we could maybe use it to charge, give it some sort of a latent effect when the sword is sheathed, or perhaps something to that effect. And she says, bring it over to my workshop here. We'll take some measurements.
Okay.
So she, you bring it over. She takes out some like sticks and tapes and does some quick sketches. And she says, "Yeah, well," she says, "I can get the rough shape of the scabbard, kind of hammered out." She says, "And then think about what you'd like it to do, and we can maybe do some infusions with that." Out of character, that means Joe, you and I should talk about what we would
Okay,
like.
sounds good. I'm like, I
A
don't know
common
if
magic
Paris.
effect
Okay.
for that we could add to your sword via the scabbard. Because I assume that you probably can't afford more than 50 gold.
No, I would not like to spend a ton.
So and she's like, oh right, I need to pay you all. So you she takes the cart and one-handedly pulls it into the shop. And then like goes into like a back room and comes back out later with 15 platinum pieces
Nice.
and hands three to each of you.
Yay, thank you. Yay.
She says, no problem. Happy to thank pleasure doing business with you all. And she says, I'm going to get to work on this scabbard. So while she does that, what do you all want to get up to?
Do we want to do?
my thing won't be ready until tonight, right?
You'd guess it's probably a time enough for it to be ready.
Okay. Well, I'm
It's
gonna
getting to be
go.
pretty late in the afternoon, almost evening, one might say.
Okay, great. Well, I'm gonna head up there and get the thing that I ordered.
Sir Greg and I will come with you. He probably wants some more food, but
Nice.
better eye on him this time.
All right, so you all head out of the artisan district, and over to the center of town, which as you walk closer to, there's this obsidian hold which dominates the center of it, and then these kind of streets and plazas filled around it, and you may need to make your way to the Kakuni Plaza, the large plaza with all these vendors and traders. And you make your way over to the woman who you commissioned your holy symbol from the other day. And she clocks you coming and kind of gives like a friendly grin. She reaches down into a box and pulls out a wrapped little box.
Cool. Did I pay her yesterday?
No.
Okay. How much am I supposed to pay her?
50 gold.
Okay. All right.
She says,
Cool.
Welcome back, welcome back. She says, I think I did well, she says, unwrapping it, and you see sort of your version of Humia's holy symbol laying there in her palm. Pretty dang near replica of the one that your mom had made you, but in a whereas that one is a peach, a bleached yellowy white of the whalebone, this one is a sheer black glossy surface.
Cool.
She says, I filled it. She says the enchantment was perfectly suited to the intended purpose. She says any undead creature that tries to stand up to this will regret it.
Nice. And did I give her my original and she added to it?
No, because you didn't
Oh.
want to ruin your mom's work.
Okay, that's what I thought. All
Yeah.
right.
So I've added it. I'm adding it right now to your inventory on D&D Beyond.
Cool. Coolio.
And so basically, like we discussed a few sessions ago, which I don't blame you if you don't remember, because that was months ago at this point.
Yeah.
When using this holy symbol to channel divinity, any undead creatures making a saving throw against the channel divinity effect have disadvantage on the roll.
Awesome.
Voice. Cool. Chris,
Amanda?
on average, how much does like one piece of street food cost?
Copper.
A copper?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put like 10 coppers in this little drawstring bag I have
Yeah.
and tie it around Sir Greg's neck. And on it, I've taken a piece of paper and written with a click a little note that says, please take what you're owed, and tied it to that as well. And I just let him go and do what he's going to do.
Roll me a quick animal handling check.
Oh, and I hit my
Staff.
elephant hook staff on the ground, and I explained this to him, and I said, "Say, and that is your allowance for the entire time we are here. So if you run out of those, there's no more coming."
Right, roll me an animal handling check with advantage.
Fifteen.
Okay. He just nods, says, "Understood." And he runs off.
Okay, it's gonna be great. It's a
Yeah,
game of keep away, is what this is. You just gave him the goal of not letting any of that go.
right. So, you do that. What do the rest of you get up to while you're are you all at the market with Ula and Tomi?
Cass is going to, and we've probably explained this before, but I'm just going to double check the cost of paper birds.
I think I've made them artificially cheap. So I think it's a common magic item, but I think you're buying 10 of them at a time for a common magic item price. Let me just double check that. My gut, I'm going to say my gut is 5 gold pieces a bird, but let me double check that.
Remember when we just had gnomes?
Oh, the gnome.
I miss
Before
the
somebody blew up the
gnome.
National Office of the
In my
Mail.
first campaign, there was a the country that they were mostly adventuring in had the National Office of the Mail, or gnome, that was staffed by gnomes. And they would, whenever you deliver a letter to somebody, they would teleport to that person and hand them the letter.
Good times.
And then one of the big bads blew up the National Office of the Mail, which had the magical device that let them do that. And there was no more
Never
gnomes.
again. Who was it that blew it up? Was that Eerie? Miri?
Miri.
Miri,
Mary.
Lord Miri of Felkir, the Rakshasa that they inadvertently trusted, or inexplicably trusted for like half the
Inexplicably, says the man who made us make the
campaign.
rolls.
Made you trust the demon, yeah.
You fucking
Devil.
stacked that deck as
Devil.
hard as you could.
Oh,
We know whose fault this actually is.
You know, we knew we shouldn't have trusted him, but he was just so fun.
Yeah.
He was fun.
He was fun. All right, so back in the present. Paper birds, 5 gold apiece.
Okay. Kes will buy five of them.
Okay. Just get some paper birds. Hey, Ren, what do you get up to?
What's Roisin doing?
Walking around was, I don't know.
Did Roisin have any like solo?
Thinking of sweaty blacksmiths.
Yeah. If Roisin's solo, I will go with her. But if we're all together, I will be with everybody.
I'll start wandering with
Okay,
no
that's a slow
intent.
stroll. All right, Roisin and
Yeah.
Heyran, you all just sort of wander off. Just anywhere in particular, just kind of around the plaza? Are you leaving the center of town or?
Is there anywhere you want to go?
No, I was just following you.
Oh, I was just meandering.
You
Okay.
were following her. Oh shit. Who's
Yeah,
leading
we're
this?
following each other. I just didn't want you to go off alone and then realize next last time, like, we didn't realize. I mean, we all lucked out and found each other, but
Oh,
I got worried.
yeah. Right, well, okay, I'll stay with you. I don't know, do you need to buy anything? I don't.
No. Oh, you know what we should do? We should walk by every single stall and pick like our favorite thing.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
All
I'll
right.
start there.
So you see a stall that just has like various tchotchkes, like dishes, and like kind of like it's like almost like a secondhand rummage shop, so like things that people might need for their apartments and things like that. You all just sort of kind of look around and pick like so. When you say pick the best one, you're just kind of like looking around and be like, ah, this is the best one, and then moving on. Or are you buying the best thing at every shop?
I was thinking we would just point out our favorite, because I also want to know like how Roisin like her opinions about things and stuff, and like I don't know like what she likes. But if it's a rummage shop, I want to see if I can find like I don't know, something that might be useful or cute for Tomi.
Ooh,
Like if there's like a plate or a kitchen utensil or something.
you actually find a really cute, like it's like a bento box set that like the silver, like the utensils and stuff like snap onto it. So it's like so it's very self like it very self-contained, but then it expands out to, like you can like put all sorts of stuff in it.
Can I, how much is it?
Five copper.
I would like to get that, please.
All right. You grab a fancy travel bento. All right. Roisin, as you're kind of looking around, so yeah, there's obviously this little rummage shop, but there's like places that are selling jewelry, there's places that's selling weapons, there's places that's selling art. Like, what's just sort of the vibe of the things that you pick out as the best? Just so that Heyran gets a chance to know you, like.
Think Roisin likes like the more simple or like mundane stuff, but like quality.
So like the function over form every time, the things that look like they're sturdy and gonna last and
Yeah, but with a like not just like a knife that functions well, but like a knife that's made out of a really good quality that functions well, but also looks very sharp and
Yeah.
clean and shiny.
Okay.
Nothing got it. I'm like very
Brutalist
shy.
architecture.
I'm so tired today, that's all I can think of. So it's very shy.
Sorry for putting this on you.
No, it's all good.
All
We are
right.
the same person.
So you do that. Ula has picked up her brooch. Tell me, what do you do?
I am looking around for somebody who makes small items out of obsidian, and I'm gonna send you what I'm looking for once I find a sort of design that I've
cool.
set on.
All right. And then Kes, what about you?
Everyone seems to be going their separate ways. You say it's starting to get towards evening?
Yeah, the sun's getting low in the sky.
Okay.
Sun's getting real low.
Sun's getting real low.
Kes will see if there are any booksellers in the marketplace.
Oh, definitely, yes.
And check to see if they have the next book in the Arm of Steel series, if that's been published yet. Because he has Arm of Steel and Heart of Iron.
You look, roll me a, let's call it a perception check.
Perception.
Release date, 2 days from now.
13.
you do actually see that Trace Polly has released a third book called Head, called Head of Brass.
Head of Brass. Okay, I will definitely get that. How much is it?
It is one silver piece.
Cool. And then I will meander back to the anvil.
Okay.
And just wait for everyone to get back and probably flirt with Tariq for a bit.
Yeah. Tariq sees you come in and just kind of gives a big grin, and there's already a drink waiting for you when you get up to the bar.
When he's not busy, I will regale him with the tale of our adventure today.
Great.
Probably leaving out the part where I put a knife to somebody's throat, but otherwise.
But doing that saves so many lives. It's such a... Yeah. Okay. Roisin, as you and Hayrin are... browsing around, a familiar person comes up to you, wearing a very fancy, stupid hat. It is, of course, Hugh Grant. he says, how's your rest going?
Restful, fantastic.
Great. I just want to let you all know that sales are going better here than expected, so we're going to stay the extra day, so we're not leaving tomorrow. We're going to leave the morning of the 15th. So enjoy your extra day and then be ready to muster by sunup on the 15th.
All right.
Pass that along to the rest of your friends there, if you'd be so kind.
We definitely will. What have you been up to?
Oh, he says this, that, and the other. He says doing a little shopping, doing a little.
Did you buy any more hats?
He points to his hat, which you now realize is a different big, fancy, stupid hat.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What happened to your last hat?
He says, I was getting a little flack for it, he says, so I thought this one might be better.
You know, flack just means they're jealous.
Roll me a persuasion or deception check, depending on whether or not you actually believe that. I don't want to know which one you roll.
Chris.
Yes.
Can you roll a dice, and if it's odd, it's a little better, and if it's even, it's a little worse.
I absolutely can do that.
DM Amanda calling for rolls.
That is a 19, so it is actually, I'd say, a fair amount better.
Oh, nice. It's
still ridiculous, though.
I got a 3. I'm rolling so shit today.
He just sort of quietly adjusts it and moves on. All right.
See ya.
It's actually really well made and in season. We just don't have the necessary skills to appreciate it.
You look around and suddenly you see like almost every guy here is wearing a hat like that. And you're like, what the fuck?
We have no taste.
We're the problem. We're the ones that are odd.
Okay.
We're leaving sun up on the 15th.
All right. Okay, so you'll shop around. It gets dark. People start to leave the plaza. There's people walking by.
Was there something that Heyrin, like in one of the shops that Heyrin was like super into but didn't buy for themselves?
Would there be anything that like maybe like a little like I would think like I don't know, Heron's trying to be more like less like materialistic, so she's probably looking at like some not antler, horn caps or something. But like I don't know, Chris, if that's like a thing that they might have
Of
encountered.
course,
But something
yeah.
like jewelry or something cute.
Absolutely. You
But
saw
she has a
the guard captain had a jewel tip on her tusk, so of course they do stuff
Oh
like that.
yeah. So but that I did not get.
Okay, I'll double back later and buy them.
All right, drop a gold piece.
Ah.
Oh,
So much.
okay,
That's
so you all kind of do you all meet back? I mean, Kes obviously is at the anvil already. Do you all just sort of head off to the anvil on your own, or do you meet back up and head over together? Or do you do something completely different?
I'd probably just follow along with Tomi.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have left Heyrin and be like, I got a shit, but I'll meet you at the meet you at the
do you want company?
Don't worry, I think I'm all right by myself, but I'll meet you back at the
Oh, we'll
anvil.
run into them at about the same time. Oh,
Hey,
hey, how are you doing?
I really got a shit, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. She doesn't want company.
That's understandable.
All right, so Roisin goes off and doubles back and does does her secret business, which is not a metaphor.
Did we lose Kess again?
Kes went back to the anvil.
No, I know that.
I didn't tell anybody that, so.
I feel like Kess is like an outdoor fish. Like he'll come back eventually, right?
An outdoor
Fish. Yeah. They
I just Paul just knows an outdoor fish. Outdoor fish. I
I'm sure
wouldn't
from
do like
Paul's perspective, that has no context
the
whatsoever. You
I
know.
will do like a slow scan of our surroundings.
Oh.
And if there's no Kessos, just say, I would just assume he's with us, but just kind of like slinking around, like
Oh, that could
behind
definitely be
me.
true.
That's funny. I mean, I just assumed that we would see him back at the inn. I watched him walk away, so. It
Oh,
looked like
okay.
he had things to do.
Well, I don't think the one thing he probably has to do at the end.
He also has to take a shit.
Okay.
So head
Anything
back
else you want to
to
do?
the
Should we
anvil?
go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
You call for your badger.
Sir Greg.
All right, after a few moments, he comes waddling back over.
How does he look?
Looks like he b looks full. He actually kind of struggles to climb up and then parks himself in the little bag that you carry him around in, and he just goes, blah.
Okay, I'm
Ooh.
going to untie the little coin purse I gave him for sake of not accidentally strangling himself in the bag. How much damage does it feel like he did?
You don't hear any metal jingling around in it, but there's something inside of it.
Oh gosh.
A finger.
Okay. Oh no. Oh no, guys. Oh no.
What's
I don't
in
know if
it?
I should look. Hey, Ren, look. And I hand it to Hey, Ren.
I'll look.
You open the bag, And I rolled actually randomly on a table for this.
Oh.
And it was one. I so wanted to fudge the die roll because it was one away from something truly diabolical. But you pull out just a little crystal that glows faintly in the moonlight.
Ooh, that's
Ooh.
pretty.
Cool.
Sir Greg, did you pick this out for me?
If it had been one different, it would have been a mummified goblin hand.
Almost a finger.
Hey.
So close.
So close. Next time, mummified goblin hand.
What table is this on? Is this a mechanic?
It is literally I just rolled on the trinket table in the player handbook.
Ah,
that's funny.
I got a nat 2 instead of a nat 1 on the D100.
So pretty. Thank you, Sir Greg.
Nice.
I gave him a little stretch.
All right. So y'all head back to the anvil, where you find Kes having a lively conversation in between orders that the Tariq is doing. It's a Saturday night. It's a little busy here, but about as busy as it was yesterday because yesterday was Friday night. But the bar's hopping. Y'all have drinks and go to bed, or you just retire, call it an early evening.
I have a
Drink.
one or two drinks
Yeah, you
before
guys
I
pass.
drink.
Should we play? I finished shitting. Should we play a
Oh my God, I
snooze?
thought you said, should we play? I finished shitting.
Should we play a drinking game?
Sure.
I'm down.
All right. So, what kind of drinking game do you want to play?
Does anybody know any good drinking games?
You're someone who brought it up.
Do I know drink any? Do I know? Do I have a list of drinking
That
games
is up to
from?
you, and your character can know as many or as few drinking games as they would
Okay.
like.
Yes.
Well, there's always the old standard, never have I ever.
That's what I was thinking, but then I was like, does anybody know anything else?
That's the only
But
one
that's a
I've
good
ever
one
heard
to
of.
fall. That's a good one to play, especially when we've only known each other for a little while.
That's a good
Very
point.
true. Very true.
Drake actually brings over a bottle and sets it on the table and leans over to Cass. He's like, "You gotta tell me the juicy stuff later." Winks. And then,
Tariq,
yeah.
can I also get a bowl of like some ginger juice, a little tiny bowl?
Whatever you'd like, darling. He goes
Thank
over
you
and
for Sir Greg's tummy.
brings you back some ginger juice for Sir Craig's tummy.
He's so nice.
He is.
That was a good catch, Kess.
Yeah. So who wants to start?
Are you changing the subject? Because
No, not at all.
I said you're the one who came up with the idea. Do you want to start?
Sure. Let's see. Never have I ever licked a book.
And you take a drink if you have done it, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
Never. Not even a demonic whatever book.
for sure,
No.
no.
Any?
Wait, I'm gonna grab myself a real drink.
Love
it.
Yeah, I'm playing this for real.
What do you have there anyway?
I have
Whatever's
an
in my
IPA.
Nice.
IPA? An IPAS?
An IPA.
An IPA that tastes like IPAS.
Yeah.
Right,
Everyone's
I'm gonna
going
pause it so
together.
everybody can get their drinks. I'll be back with Never Have I Ever. So, guess went first. We are recording again. So, hey, Ren, drink. And does it just go around I've never played it, Never Have I Ever. Does it just go around? Does the person who drink one of the people who drinks go on, or does it just go in a circle?
Just in a
Circle?
circle, I think, yeah.
What's our circle? How are we seated at the table?
I'm gonna say it's Kess and Ula, the Heyran,
Okay.
Oh shit. Does that mean I'm next?
Roshi. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're next.
Funny, whenever character meets actual real life person. So I'm supposed to say something that I haven't done
Yes.
Correct.
in order to get other people to drink.
Things that you think they may have done that you haven't.
I think that list is pretty long.
Yeah.
I think that that's a pretty long list. Never have I ever. I don't know. Stolen something.
Oh, low-hanging fruit.
Yes, I
Seriously.
know. Somebody else go.
That was all of us except for Ula. Okay.
Who's the cleric in this group, I wonder?
Right. Well, and I think what's even funnier is I think in my backstory, I have a story about getting caught stealing. But
Wasn't successful, though, so it doesn't count.
yeah, maybe it was definitely like didn't have enough money to eat and got caught type of situation. So, anyway, someone else, please.
Who's next?
Hey,
Hey,
that was
Rin.
nice.
Aaron.
Never have I ever. And she's gonna like have like she's racking her brain. Been known my dad.
Never have you ever known your dad.
Oh, I have to think about this one.
So wait, so if I do my know my dad, I have to drink.
If you've ever met
Okay,
your
I don't
father.
drink. Gotcha.
Okay.
I
Ula?
was
Staring at Cass. Recently, did you drink?
Yeah, on me? Yeah, I
Yeah.
drank.
Okay, I drink too.
Yes, takes a
High
long
five.
moment to seem to think about it and then drinks.
Kiss knew his dad, but he wasn't sure if he really knew his dad.
Tomi's next.
Oh gosh, this
Wait,
is
can we
so
ask
hard.
follow-up questions?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the
Yeah.
game.
Oof.
Why did it take you so long to drink? Like, it's a yes or no question,
Oh,
right?
yeah, that's a good question.
I was pondering over the meaning of the word no.
Or like you know who they were versus like you know who they were that on the inside and their
Or
like
like
personality.
you know of them as opposed to like you spent time with them? Or do you want to tell us what you mean instead of us taking wild
Yeah.
guesses?
I have some very ancient memories, but didn't really know him as a person, I guess
What do you
is.
mean, ancient?
When I
How
was
old
very
are
young.
you?
I was gonna
Yeah,
say, that's
how old
actually a
are
very
you?
fair question in D&D.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
How
But
old are
no,
you?
I'm 24.
Okay. It's
Not
ancient
30, I'm not truly ancient. Fuck you,
Sabaxi
man.
years. Hey.
Tomi's next.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is hard. Never have I ever. Oh, wow. I guess never have I ever had a threesome on a ship.
Has drinks.
Does
Roisin goes,
Ooh. Oh.
All right. How many
The
times?
ship thing threw you off,
Yeah.
person. Yeah.
How many times have you guys had a threesome on a ship?
Different threesomes or the same threesome?
Either or.
Either or.
Yeah.
Yeah, a certain number.
Different.
All right, more than
Yes.
one, less than 500.
Sorry.
The ancient knowledge escapes me.
Hilarious.
Oh, good answer. Good
Knowledge.
answer. All right. Never have I ever written a love note or a love letter to anybody.
You're personally victimized by this game.
Honestly, that's not surprising, Aaron. Did you give it to them? Or did you just write it?
No, who do you think I am? Loser who shares how
Oh,
they feel about people are.
don't know if it's worse if you write it and you don't share it, though.
Yeah.
Don't know. Like, sometimes you just got to process your feelings. Was it like one of those things? Or was it like, or was it like a, I don't know. Do you still have
Which
it?
one? No, maybe, yes,
On
probably.
you? Can you read it to us?
Not on me.
Oh.
All right.
Back in my cave.
Oh.
You have a
Once we
cave?
go back, I'll show you.
That'd be cool.
Nice.
Cass, your turn.
Never have I ever. Never have I ever swam in the ocean.
Low hanging fruit, what you're talking about, Rink.
Only because he didn't fall off the ship.
It's true.
Yeah.
I stayed in the boat.
Wait, who drank for swimming in the ocean?
Everybody but
Everyone
Kes.
but Cass? Okay.
Oh, I see. I see.
Is that something you want to do, or is that something you definitely don't want to do?
I mean, I could maybe try it. I don't know.
You like to swim?
I can swim.
Swimming is great. It's literally the best.
And you're a little biased, but yes, I also agree.
A better than walking.
Hey, Ren, your turn.
Ula's turn.
Oh, sorry. Ula's turn.
Oof. I think I know the answer for Heron, but I don't know what else to ask. Never have I ever run away from home and I drink. Okay.
Tell me. You want to talk about it?
Who?
Any
You,
of
tell
you?
me.
Me?
Wait, who's run away from home? Me, Tomi, and Ula?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I might a little technically be run away from home right now.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, you know, just parents are weird.
What kind of weird are your parents?
Stuffy and overprotective.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. So Greg and I got bored and we left. And now we're here with you guys, drinking and playing games.
Can I get a vibe? Can I get a vibe check on Tony?
What kind of vibe do you want? Are you looking for?
Like, I want to know, like, because, like, Heron could relate to Stuffy Overprotective, whatever, overbearing family. And I think I would want to know if, like, that, if, like,
she's being honest about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's being straight up. She might be leaving some things out, but she's, mm-hmm. that's definitely the thing.
Okay.
There's nothing that's not true about what she said.
Lila, did you run away from home? You're on land now.
I kind of left because I was curious about something and it didn't tell anybody where I was going. So, in retrospect, I think there are going to be some people who are mad at me when I do go back.
Oh, so you're also technically run away from home.
Run away.
Yes.
Cool.
Interesting.
I definitely left. And I thought I'd be right back, only I just kept going. So
neat. I wasn't going to be right back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like you leave home and you're like, what about this? What about this? What about this? And then you're on land? That's weird.
Yeah. Every runaway story.
And you're on land? You're on land?
Yeah, going back, there just keeps being something else to look at. And also, if I go back now, it's been a couple of months. So may as well just get this all out at once.
Yeah.
Do it all at once type of situation, and we'll just deal with the consequences later.
Oh, yep. Sure.
Yup.
What about you, Heyrin? Are you currently running away, or is this past tense for you?
Oh, have you done it before, and now you are currently doing it as well?
Didn't you run away from your family before? Because they were evil? Or mean to you?
I mean, they're not the nicest.
Yeah. Did I not tell you all? Well, I mean, I'm from Simport. So, technically I had run away, but then we ended up back there, which is why I think I was truly crashing the fuck out when we were being forced to go back, and that's how I knew Eva.
Yes.
But,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Overbearing family. I never knew my dad, but, you know, I'm from one of the families that's there, like one of the crime families, which like isn't the problem. I'm not against crime at all. But I am against being forced to marry someone just for the sake of us growing our empire. Because you should only marry someone you truly love.
That's right.
And they give you the pitter-patters.
True. The pitter-patters. Up top and down below. Those are important kill spots. Some may call them the fanny flutters, but...
Oh, Shane! You're just what they call like them. Them.
Well, there's the episode title.
No.
Hey. Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So, finally decided to run away.
Did we know that you had an arranged marriage before? It sounds familiar, but I don't know if that's Shay knowledge or...
I might have mentioned it, but like I never talked about anything in depth.
I don't think... Yeah, I think it's Shay knowledge. I don't think...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were forced into an engagement or marriage, potentially? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Was he gross? Nice. Were they gross?
They were fine, I think. Chris, did I knew them. Right? Yeah. Or I knew of them. Mm-hmm. They seemed okay. They were fine. They seemed fine. I think it's
but they didn't give you the flutters.
I think it's because it wasn't my choice.
Yeah.
And I've grown up the whole time doing exactly what was expected of me. And that was the last kelp that broke the turtle's back. Sorry, Ula, I didn't mean that in an offensive way.
Well, I mean, if you're a whole ass adult, you gotta be able to make the whole ass adult decisions for yourself, right?
Exactly.
True.
Thanks for listening.
I forget who was, I think, was that Ula's?
That was Ula's.
That was Ula.
So it's your turn again, Hayren.
Never have I ever. Never have I ever cooked like a homemade meal for people. I
Food. Tell me.
That was Toby Ula.
Do you know?
And Cass.
I think everybody except for you. Do you know how to cook, Hayren?
Do I know how to cook? Nope. I do not.
Do you want to learn, or is that just something you know? It's just not.
I would love to.
Now, I just took that to mean I have made food and been the party responsible for feeding the family group.
Yeah.
Not it with any skill or love for the activity.
That's subjective, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Can't come anywhere close to Tomi's food.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
I think
you.
That's a given.
Right.
No offense to anybody here, but I think...
I'm taken.
Yeah. You guys are so nice.
Food is delicious.
You've got real talent.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are making me blush.
Have you ever thrown a Barbie before?
No.
No. Might be fun one day.
Throw a doll?
No, a Barbie.
It's a Barbie.
Like when you go outside and you cook something on like the grill outside.
You mean like what we've been slumming it with the caravan?
No, I mean sure, but like
it's more of an occasion.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
We'll have to do that sometime.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Just said slumming it with her full chest.
Sure did.
Sure did.
Ula, I think it's your turn again.
No,
not Ula, sorry, Tomi.
Turn.
How much have I had to drink?
Well, Cassie did get started before we got back, right? So.
Bartender's cute. I can't help it.
Never have I ever lived in a house.
Really?
Where have you lived?
Other places.
A mansion? You said your family was stuffy?
I said overbearing.
Oh, I thought you said stuffy and overprotective.
I don't think I said... Did I say stuffy?
Yeah, you said stuffy and overprotective.
Should I erase my notes? Stuffy doesn't necessarily mean, in my head, like, poshy stuffy.
Ah, all right. That's an assumption.
It means, like, you're in a place and just, like, it's dry. Air's dry and pressing down on you. And
all right, I'll say overbearing instead of stuffy.
So, what did you live in, if not a house?
There's like an apartment here and there, but mostly tents.
Occasional yurt.
Occasional yurt.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's all, like, you know everybody, right? Like, it seems like you know somebody, like, everywhere we go.
Yeah, traveled around a lot.
Do we know what did your parents do? Do we know that?
Oh yeah, my mother is a trapeze artist and my father trains animals.
Oh, so you're from a circus.
Yeah.
Cool.
Did I never say that?
I don't think
I don't think
so.
so, no.
Oh. Well, yeah.
That
Grew
does
up in the circus.
for Greg though.
That's
Is Sir Greg also from the circus?
Yes, he is.
Did your dad try to train him?
My dad worked with his dad.
Oh,
He's just a
that's
baby.
cool.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything at all.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't do anything he's told.
It is.
Good for him.
Yeah.
His dad had really high expectations of him, so he wanted to leave too, so we left together.
Sounds like a good pairing.
Somewhat ironic. You always hear about people running away to join the circus, not running away from the circus.
Yeah, a little weird. Met tons of people who ran away to join the circus. Sometimes it worked out for them, oftentimes, not so much. Bunch of cool people there, though.
Roisin, I think we're back to you.
Oh God. All right.
Oh,
Never have I ever purchased drugs.
necessarily for ourselves, right? Just purchased them.
Just purchase them, yeah.
Wait, do you illicit substances in order to get high or something, or like medications?
Like the cool one.
Not the
The
kind you get from Shoppers Drug Mart.
one.
Was that only Cass and Heron?
I don't think I've ever purchased anything. Have you done them?
Really?
Yeah. I grew up in a circus. Always
Okay,
just
so tell
there.
me, Roisin, have you ever done it though?
Yeah.
Ula? Never mind.
No.
Never mind. My
Right, so you all play
God.
your game, getting drunker and drunker and having a good time. And then retire. Kes, I assume you're gonna throw it out there for Tariq to if he wants to pick up. What about you, Roisin? Are you gonna crash in the room with Ula, Tomi, and Hayran? Or okay. So yeah, you all head up to your room. Guess you head over to Tariq's apartment. Hayran has her hand raised, yes.
Before we all head out, on like one of the last rounds that we do, can Hayrens have been like, she wanted to do something because she
Yeah.
had gotten everyone something. So she wanted to be like, never have I ever received a friendship bracelet to commemorate our friendship. I didn't give it to everyone yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, okay. To commemorate our bond from Hayrin, Morty Star Patterfell. And then I will take out one obsidian, like bangle for each of us, including, did I get a tiny one for Sir Greg?
Yes.
Okay, including a tiny one for Sir Greg. I will hand it to everybody.
Oh my gosh, this is too cute.
Thank you.
I really
so
love it.
Cute.
You don't have to wear it if you don't want to, but I'll pretend like my feelings aren't hurt for your benefit.
I love drunk Hey Red.
Can we put hers on right away and then wake Sir Greg up?
Sir Greg gets awakened.
Sir Greg, look, you're gonna be so pretty.
Put it on. You put it on his little badger arm, and he just falls back asleep.
Aww.
I put
hey,
it on.
Ren, look how cute.
It looks great.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. I'm impressed. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome. So you all head back up to your room. Hey, Ren.
Mm-hmm.
You nod off, and in your dreams, you see a certain demon that you recall. And he looks over at you and he says, hello. And his shirt is suddenly off.
Uh-oh.
He says,
is it glistening?
His chest is glistening.
Ew.
He says, you sent me away before we had a chance to get to know each other.
What's happening? Do I know this is a dream?
I'll let you decide.
I will pinch myself.
It doesn't hurt.
So that's a dream?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm too drunk to know. What do you want?
He kind of glides over to you. He says, I just want to get to know you better. He says, you're different from the rest of your party. Only you saw me for who I was.
Joanna hates this right now.
Yeah!
No. Okay. Really?
He nods. He leans in. You smell like just the slightest hint of sulfur mixed in with like a sandalwood. And he leans in and kisses you on the neck.
Do I have weird feelings about this?
That's do you? That's
like
okay.
Like does something feel off? I guess I'm not wise at all. Okay.
You can roll a perception check. See if you get that coveted nat 20.
Yeah. What's his intent? Can I get a vibe check on dream sex demon?
Roll me a perception or insight. We'll call it insight check.
11.
This demon of your dreams is super into you.
Oh my god. I need you to find me. But just so we're being transparent, there are a lot of people who want me right now.
He says, I can share. As he starts kissing your neck. Ula, even with your disadvantage, your passive perception is still 11. And you wake up to hear a sucking sound coming over from Heyrend or so.
Oh.
And you look over and you see some sort of dark figure on the bed above Heyrend.
Oh, no.
Do it!
No!
Do it!
That's going to be... That's going to be... Hold on one second. Sorry. This is fun. Cantrip. I'm going to throw bright sparks. It generates a bright blue light. It illuminates the region around you to a distance of 60 feet until the start of my next turn. Wisdom checks have perception have a ch an advantage to spot creatures hidden in the shadows. And as I cast it, I say, "Holy fuck, what is that?" Trying to wake up Tomi and Roisin. And yeah.
As you look over, you see, caught up in the light, you see something I'm going to put here in the group chat.
Uh-oh. Ah! No! I hate it!
It hisses, and I'm going to need you all to roll initiative.
I'm gonna fuck it up. Oh,
Am I
hell.
awake? I'm gonna fuck it.
I'm going to say that the, I'm going to say that, the sound of Ula loudly casting a spell and the bright flash of light wakes everybody up in this room.
Blood-sucking jerk.
Yes.
Writing notes, shirtless and oiled up.
You wake up and you see not a demon, but just this hideous face just like floating above you, blood trickling down. It's like the corner of its mouth. You feel something running down your neck.
Oh no.
I scream.
All right, Heyrin, what'd you get on initiative?
I got a six.
Six. Roisin. What'd you get, Roisin? Oh, we can't hear you at all. Well, she figures that out. Tomi, what'd you get?
19.
19. Six for you, Roisin. Is that I heard I saw? 16. Okay. I missed the one. Ula, what'd you get?
19.
19. Which of you wants to go first between Tomi and Ula?
Well, you should go first. I don't know what I want to do yet.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Are Kess and Tariq already gone?
Oh yeah, we've been asleep.
Oh yes,
Oh yeah,
Kess and
are
Tariq
you
are not
out?
here at this moment.
Okay.
You're
having fun. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Oh my God, hot.
You're looking at the group chat or the icon in the TTP.
Both.
No, both the group chat.
All right. As a bonus action, it is going to
Oh, it first.
yeah, I guess it goes on 20. It is going to bonus action disengage, and it is going to spider climb out the window and down into the night.
It's within 60 feet, though, so we can still see it, right?
Yes, you see it like scurrying off into the city.
So gross.
Puts up Ula.
I have no way of holding this thing in place. So, what's the, is there a grid on here and I'm just having a hard time seeing it?
It's very faint. You can, the ruler should work though.
Oh, okay, ruler. Oh yeah, so it's about 20 feet away from me.
No, it's further off the map.
Oh.
It's 45 feet off the map.
Oh, so I can't even get to it.
You'd have to use your whole action to move.
Well, I don't want to do that. You know what does have the distance, though? Roisin, are you gonna go after it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm gonna lay down the heat. I'm gonna cast Shatter on it. They need to make a con saving throw. DC 14.
A dirty 20.
Wow, that fucking sucks. It does take half. Oh, that's garbage. 12 points of damage.
Is that halved or no?
No, that's full, so it only takes six.
Okay.
But so we're right at the edge of the map. So like maybe we're just not even supposed to chase this thing. I don't know. But like I can get so that's 20 feet for me to get here, but I'm actually 30 feet.
Okay.
My whole movement.
Okay, so you're 15 feet away from it.
Okay, yeah. And then that's it. So I don't have any bonus actions.
Puts up Tomy.
Alrighty. I'm going to go to the window, which is how many? 3 squares?
Two.
4 squares?
Two.
2 squares. All right.
Oh,
And then.
I think I put the blood-sucking jerk in the wrong bed. It was in Heyren's bed, not Tomy's bed. But yes.
Okay.
10 feet
And
to get to the
then.
window.
And then I am going to use my phase step and go 30 feet out.
Excuse me.
Okay, so you're currently 35 feet away from it.
Do I know where
Oh, also, it is down. But you can face that. But
yeah, I can do
Ula,
that.
you have to roll an acrobatics to avoid the falling damage. Sorry, it's a second story.
I'll take it. What's the damage? I rolled a not good.
6 points.
Okay, that's fine.
Do I know where what's his name's apartments are?
I was gonna say, shatter is loud too.
Oh yeah, you're definitely there's that you definitely hear the sounds of like guards and stuff kind of shouting out to each other and moving this direction.
You're waking up the neighborhood.
I
Yeah, but
did.
do I know where Kessa's?
I don't know, Kes, did you? No, actually, because he snuck into your group. I don't think he
Nope.
Oh, you didn't tell us where it was. Okay, well,
Nope.
I'm not going to message at you then. Instead, I am going to hit this guy with something.
I will say though, Kes, you are close enough that you do hear the shatter spell being cast in the street. So that is would wake you up. I don't know if you'd react to it or not, but or if you're even asleep.
How late into the night are we?
I'd say maybe like within the hour of you guys going to bed.
Oh,
Oh,
then
retired.
Kes is still awake. Okay.
All right. So tell me what else you do.
Okay. I'm gonna yell at him. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, you perv! What you doing? Running back to your mom's basement to get on 4chan and cast vicious mockery."
Chan. He's just like, what's far, Chan? All right, he has to make a wisdom save. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Natural 20.
It sucks. He doesn't. It makes sense. He doesn't know what 4chan is.
My mother was a saint. Puts up Roisin.
I'm gonna go over to the window and then, oops, look at Heyrin. Are you all right? All right, I'm gonna jump out the window.
All right.
And I'll jump out the window.
And just a reminder, you probably don't have armor on.
Okay.
And roll acrobatics.
I get advantage sometimes, all the time. Oh no, only for grappling. Boo.
My armor's part of my
12.
body.
Same with Ula.
Yeah.
12. All right, you take 3 points of bludgeoning damage as you hit the ground hard.
Oof.
I'll go as far as I can go, and then I will try to hit with my longbow.
Okay.
Rolling. Rolling. Ooh, 21.
That'll hit.
Okay. So it's gonna do 2 damage. But
Oh, Matthew, just go ahead and roll me the initiative roll just to see where you're at.
question.
Ten.
Ten? Okay. You said 2 damage, Roisin?
Yes, and its speed is reduced by 10 for
Okay.
its next turn.
Okay.
Just a quick question about the attack roll. The Bright Spark spell, it's actually it's cast from self. So it's a bright light in the region around you. Up to 60 feet, and this thing is made of shadow. Would that give her advantage? See if we can square in that nat 20.
No. I appreciate the hustle. Always appreciate the hustle. A application for advantage denied.
Don't apply, you never get approved,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, he's not hiding. So, all right. He is just running. Cass, that would put you up.
Can I also yell, like, because there's people, right? You said there's
Yeah,
people.
you there's guards kind of rushing
I'll be
in.
like, that thing attacked our friend.
Okay.
Yeah, Cass has heard Ula cast Shatter before. I think he's going to grab his earring, and I don't know if I'm in range or not for this, for message. It's 120 feet, but I will point in the general direction of the tavern and try and contact Ula. Was that you? What's going on?
I tell you, you get the message.
Some fucking creep was sucking Heyrune's blood, and we're trying to chase down and kill it. It's very fast.
I will turn to Tariq, who the two of us have been in conversation since we got back to his place, and say,
Conversation.
"No, I'm serious. We've just been talking." I will sit up and say, "I'm terribly sorry. One of my friends is having their blood sucked out of them, and I think my other friends are casting spells. I will be back, I promise."
Now he really wants his armor to be on.
He's like, was that what that explosion was?
Yeah, I've heard that
Yeah,
before.
go take care of it. I'll be here.
Okay. Maybe lock the door. I'll knock 3 times when I get back. And I'll run to try and get to where the action's happening.
Okay. What's up, Heyrin?
How much space is it to get out the window? Okay,
15,
I'll fucking jump down too.
15 feet to jump out the window,
You
and
can
then
land on my back.
roll me an acrobatics check.
Fifteen?
15, you don't take any damage. You
Nice. Sick.
vault off of Roisin's back.
Oh, nice. Sorry.
That was bright.
I'm like probably still drunk, very disoriented, and pissed the fuck off. So I will start my blades. How close am I to it now?
If you're right at the window, you are about 55 feet.
Away. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that as far as I can go?
No, you can go another 15 feet, so you could get within 40 feet.
Okay. I'm 40 feet away from it, and I'm kind of like going towards the. I'll start my blade song.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make it as creepy as fucking possible. And okay, so if I start my blaze song, does that increase my speed another 10 feet? So can I go 10 feet closer? Okay. And then, oh, I should have started it before because I would have abandoned on acrobatics checks, but okay.
You're drunk, you don't know what you're doing.
Hey, I don't know. I'm just saying it'd be fucking weird. And I will cast Ominous Winds at it. It needs to make a charisma save. A
Okay.
15.
I got a 9.
Nice.
Great. Okay. So fails every time it makes an attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends. It needs to roll a d12 and subtract the number rolled from that.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, we need to. This is from Eventides, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good
Is
one.
it? I don't know. I just picked something that was on my thing. Is it okay if I have it or not?
For
Which is
now,
it?
yeah. Let me think about that one. That book
Okay.
has got some OP shit in it.
Okay.
In Bane, but a D12 is pretty good.
Yeah.
But okay, that's fine. So it has that penalty. Top of the
I can do
round.
something. I can pick so I can replace it with something else if.
Let me look at it. We'll talk about it in between sessions. We don't need to do anything right now with it.
Okay.
I did not mean to do that.
We killed him.
Yeah.
Good job, Aaron.
Hey.
Right. All right. Top of the round. It's going to put on its afterburners. It takes three move actions.
Its speed is reduced by
Its
10.
speed is reduced by 10, so it doesn't get as far away as it could have, but it like basically spider climbs up and over a building and out of sight. And we're gonna drop out of combat there for the moment.
Well, that sucks. I wanted to kill it.
Night's young.
I can go after it.
Tess comes running up, like shifted. He sees you. He's got one of his daggers out. What?
Oof.
Wait, what? Where?
Am I still just like covered in blood?
It was really fast and it got over that wall over there. There's no way I could keep up with it.
Spider climbed the wall. We could just go around.
Do you want to?
How tall is the wall?
It's about 20 feet.
Okay, I have a 30-foot climb speed. I go up the wall.
Okay. So you rush over, you go up the wall. Roll me a perception check.
I will keep running to basically get to the other side of the wall if he's going after it.
I get to the top of the wall. 6.
Yeah, it's disappeared into the night.
We want to
I
run
don't
around
see
either
anything.
side. If Tommy, or if Ula goes around one side, I want to go around the other side.
All right. So you're just going to kind of fan out and just kind of search around for it.
Well, no, we want to meet on the other side of it and make eye contact on the other side of it.
Is this just a wall or is it a
It's a
building?
building.
Okay.
It just kind of skidded over and as you are up the wall, you guys are running around, you see guards kind of converging on the area.
Ula?
Yeah.
Can you, like, track evil or anything like that?
No.
No? Darn it.
So yeah, one of the guards comes over and sees like Kes coming down from a wall, a couple of people in their night clothes, one of them bloodied, like blood choking down her neck. He's like, kind of doing his best to just kind of look up and away from you all. It's just like, what happened here?
Something attacked one of our party in their sleep. A vampire or something.
Vampire.
I don't know if it was actually a vampire or not. Can I do
Religion check, yeah.
a. What kind of monsters do you guys keep in this town?
I've never heard of no
Can I?
vampires.
Yeah, this
Can
zero
I?
religion.
Hey, you're the
Can I
cleric.
do
That's on you, not me,
that?
man.
Even if I had it, it would still be zero. Oh, and plus two because of my proficiency, but it's an intelligence-based skill, and that's dumb.
What'd you get?
A four.
Okay, you have no idea.
Can I also roll?
Yeah.
Same. Can I
Can
roll nature?
For this
That
one, I'm gonna
counts.
say religion.
Can
They're
I
the
also
same
roll? Yeah,
for
anybody wants to roll
me.
can roll.
They're the same for me. I was just thinking that I might know like some type of different type of human-y creatures.
I'm traumatized. That's an eight
Five.
total.
Man.
I will say, humanoid creature sucking blood in the night sounds very vampire-y.
15.
Yeah, Roisin, you've
Ooh.
heard of vampires. They can climb shit and they suck
There
blood
was a
and
fucking vampire. Confirmed.
all right. So the guards agree to kind of spread out and look, and they leave you to, put on clothes or, armor or whatever it is you want to do.
Komi sleeps with no pants on. She's just wearing like very cute polka dot underpants
Winnie
and her
the
nightshirt. Yeah.
Poohing it.
I'm gonna point at Hayren's bloody
Yeah.
neck. We probably need to do something about that. Are
Yeah.
we
Yeah, it
hunting or are we sleeping?
it's so fast. I don't know.
Wait, I do feel bad that it's out and about.
Roisin, one thing you do know is that it can only come out at night, and so it will have to have
One
a
thing I know about vampires is they can only come out at night. So
we can see if we can track it to where it sleeps and attack it in the morning.
Oh.
But in the meantime, and
Extract our
I cure
revenge.
wounds on Hayren.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of brush her hand away and I just walk back into our building. Healing
Also,
word.
can't escape it. Can't escape the healing.
Goodbye.
Also, hey Ren, when you actually go to finger the wound, the holes are already closed, which is weird.
Uh-oh.
So like it's just
Yeah, I
like
don't know.
blood there on the neck, but like the wound is shut.
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's closed.
Damage?
You want to talk about it?
No. Did I sustain damage?
I'll say just out of the kindness of my DM heart that Ula caught in time before you got too much damage.
Okay. So it was going there, but it hadn't gotten there.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, you said whenever at the very beginning, you said with your passive perception of 11, did you mean 16?
When you have disadvantage on perception when you're asleep. And so
Okay.
you when you have disadvantage on perception, your passive perception is minus five.
Oh, I was like, my passive perception is not 11.
No. Everyone else's passive perception in that moment was like five,
Eight.
eight, and eight. So,
All righty.
yeah.
Well, so do we want to go try and track this thing down now? I'm good. Let's do it if we're of a mind.
I'm concerned about
Not,
Hayren.
yeah, I don't think this is our problem.
I would love to kill a vampire. Add that to, the whole list and stuff, but Hayren seems very upset. And she's
Maybe
left.
we go to bed and then we talk to the gods tomorrow and see if they have any leads.
And we can follow maybe any tracks that it left in the morning, too.
Yeah.
It went up the top of a building, so things will be easier to see as well.
If we go back to the other side of the building where it ran up, can I cast Bright Sparks again? Is there blood going up the wall that we could like get us starting on tracking it tomorrow?
Roll me a perception check or survival. I'll let you choose your choice.
Perception. Okay. Nope. Not one.
Oh God.
You want to use, you have, don't forget, you also have heroic inspiration every session.
Oh, let's see if I roll another nat one. I did.
Wow.
Oh no.
Your dice
It
are
was kind
cursed.
of cocked, but I'm not rolling a third time. I'm done. It didn't work.
Anybody else want to take a crack at looking
Yeah,
at the
I'm
wall?
gonna take a crack at
I have
it.
bright sparks. That happens.
Since I thought of it, I'll take a crack as well. Nine.
I mean, the dice are telling the story of five drunk people investigating a
The
crime
dark.
in the
Yeah.
dark.
Investigating, looking for a vampire.
Oh, hi, puppy.
Well, look, you little puppy.
Hey, puppers.
He's
My
so
son.
naked. Look at that neck.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't have dog, but I thought the same thing. I was like, where's his where is
He's so naked. How
he loves
fucking
being
look at
naked.
him.
Free.
So the nudes.
right,
Nude and
so
lewd.
all right, so do you all go back to the in room where Hayren is back, or
Yeah, we'll go check on Hayren.
Hayren, what's the vibe with your friends walk in with their obsidian bracelets on?
Yeah, we're trying to like position so that they're like very.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's the plan?
We think we're going to rest up, and if we're up for it in the morning and the guards haven't taken care of things, maybe see if we can take care of that issue if we want to, you know.
You don't. You can go now if you want to.
Are you coming with us or are you staying here?
Would you like me to come with you?
I mean, it's up to you.
I can come.
I mean, it would be less dangerous in the morning if it is a vampire.
True.
Yeah, I
If
know a
it's just
lot
a
about
bitey Jiminy thingy, probably not.
vampires, and they stay away at during the day, so we'll be. I feel like we might have better luck.
What time is it?
It's like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
What time does the sun rise?
Like in 2 hours.
Huh?
It's
We can go. Should we go? Sorry, I could have just stayed
no.
with you.
You want a nap for a little bit? We can nap for a little bit.
No, I'd rather not sleep. Right
Yeah.
now,
Do
I think we
you
should go.
want a washcloth or anything?
No. Yeah,
No? All right.
no. I'm fine. It seems like a waste of time. I'll probably fall. Let's go.
Do you want a special snack?
Do you want to see me go out the window?
Yeah.
Yes. You did a really good job landing on me before.
Oh, thank
Do
you
you want
for
to do it
catching
again?
me. Maybe let's rehearse another time. I just realized my blaze song's probably not on, so I probably shouldn't jump out the window. With
Well, and
the advantage.
in defense of going tomorrow, I could get detect evil and good, which I don't have prepared right now. But if we took a rest, I could get that prepared.
That would be very useful.
I was gonna say, I
Be
think that.
incredibly useful.
Yeah.
Well, we can go today, and then if we can't find it, we can go tomorrow.
I'm just
Well,
worried about
tomorrow's.
the rest portion of it because he said the sun was going to be up in just 2 hours. How's that going to work for me?
I'll let you pick your spells. I'm not going to be a dick about it.
Now?
What's that? When the sun comes up.
Oh, okay.
Like we can just sleep for 2 hours and then we can be up and have a long rest, or
Yeah,
are
also I'm
we
gonna,
out?
I'll be that's fine with me.
Continue. Okay. So yeah, I'd say let's take a hot minute, let me finish up a rest, and then I'll have that available when we go to find it. Because I think following the blood trail and finding it during the day is a better idea.
What else can we do use against vampires, Reason?
Well,
resident vampire expert Roisin here.
Yes. What else can we do? That's a good question.
Yes, Roisin, what else can you do? Just off the dome.
Well,
I mean, I've heard of garlic working before. I've heard of silver working before. I've heard of stake through the heart working before. Silver, wait, silver's for something else, isn't it?
You might be thinking of werewolves.
Yeah.
Though
Scratch.
sometimes depends on the show. Some shows vampires can't touch silver either. Like,
Yeah,
are you talking about your
scratch
True
the
Blood
silver.
vampires or your Twilight vampires? It's hard to say.
Okay.
Okay. I hear
No,
the
no.
water is hard in Alabama.
Bail.
Oh
Scratch
man.
the silver. Garlic, we could load up on garlic and wooden stakes. Sunlight, they don't like, but I mean, they're going to be hiding. Holy water, is that a thing?
Do we have holy water? Do we get some?
Ula? Ula, do you have any?
She's asleep.
Use the first class spell Bless to make holy water? Is that a thing? No.
I feel like we
You
got
should
something, but
have.
that should have been a different game.
Yeah, do you not have
Don't
any
you
in your
have?
inventory?
Oh, it's ceremony. Yeah, okay. I can't. Oh.
Don't you have? You should have some in
No
your inventory,
clerics.
right?
I
Did you
thought we
buy
got
some?
some from what's her face, right?
Oh, I thought that was starting
Oh, like I
equipment.
some whenever I make my character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually just delete all of that normal inventory stuff. Chris never asked for it, and it just takes up space.
I mean, we can also make a pit stop at my favorite priest slash smut
Book
enjoyer.
talker.
Yeah.
Give me just a second, and I can tell you, because I think it, now that you say it, I think that that's probably correct, but.
And the ceremony spell definitely lets you make it as well. So,
I don't think you get a holy water.
why
No.
do I think we got some for the mansion from Thaumina?
Phenomena. Do do
Do
do do.
do 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 do.
Phenomena. Do do do
Do do
do
do
do.
do. I also
Oh.
feel like there was a holy water something, but I certainly don't have anything written down.
I don't see. Maybe it was with the devil.
And did we confirm during the last session, because it was not in the recording, did we confirm that I'm not allowed to cast ritual spells unless I take a feat?
You have to have them prepared.
Okay. That's fine. That's easy. That's the first
Chris, can you remind me what happens if you don't complete a long rest? Do you take a level of exhaustion? Even if you've like rested for everything but 2 hours, or how does that
I
work?
think if you go 24 hours without resting, I think you do, but I'm
Okay.
going to say that you get a long rest. It's fine.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
I'm not gonna be that jerk DM who's just like, oh, your sleep got interrupted.
Nope, you're 10 minutes short.
10
Yep.
minutes short. No,
Joe
you.
and I lived through that, and it was hell.
I bet.
That I bet. No,
That was
you.
when we got stuck in the swamp.
Oh yeah, I told you about that.
So I will. Oh, I've never read through this spell. Okay. It takes 1 hour and 10 minutes. So I will cast that.
Also 25 gold.
Oh. Jesus. All right. Fuck this shit, man. Being a sorcerer.
How much was it to just like do a donation? What was like 10 gold to do a donation for
Right.
some stuff, right? That's
Holy water
cheaper.
costs 25 gold, appropriately enough.
Oh, okay.
It says you touch one vial of water and cause it to become holy water. Can I touch one vial of water? Like, what's
No.
it on? How far can I stretch this nonsense?
One time use.
You can basically you can it's basically buying a bottle a vial of holy water from yourself.
Yeah.
Or you could just swing by any temple and give them 25 gold pieces for holy water and save yourself 1 hour and 10 minutes on the way.
And I mean, and a spell slot.
And a spell slot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Well, ritual caster doesn't consume the spell slot, but yeah.
So if I cast this, there's no using a spell slot for this.
Right. Ritual casting doesn't
if you take
use
the,
ever.
Yeah. If you take the extra 10 minutes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so let's just buy it on the way.
All right, so you all wake up groggy but determined.
Wake up, put my makeup on.
All right,
yeah,
so
this is going back to Tariq's,
yeah,
but he'll meet you guys.
Yep. All right, he is, also the guards let you know that they didn't find anybody, unfortunately. Okay. So
I also, Roisin wouldn't have slept. She would have been on alert the whole time, like laid down, but paying attention.
Sure.
Yeah, Kess is double checking. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kess.
Kess is just double checking all the window locks before he leaves.
Tomi kind of slept, but it's asleep where you know you have to get up soon. So you like fall asleep for a little bit. You wake up 10 minutes later and then you fall asleep. And you wake up 23 minutes later and you fall asleep and you wake up 17 minutes later.
Oof, the worst.
What about Heron?
Heron does not sleep.
Does she pretend to, or does she just sit there, like, staring at the ceiling, or?
They just sit there and stare. But if she notices Roisin is not sleeping, she'll go. Oh, is Roisin pretending to sleep?
Yeah, but probably really badly. Really badly.
Okay, not very perceptive, but yeah, just sit there and stare.
Okay. So. So you all have a very unrestful long rest, but it still counts. Slam that long rest button.
Bam.
And you meet up in the morning with some to-go
it's
coffees.
Finally
and some
another day.
It is the 14th Sylvian Fantasy Weekend, Fantasy Sunday. You go outside and you look. You can see like your footprints beneath the window from where you all jumped out the window. You go over and look at the wall. People, you can roll me new survival checks if you want, or perception.
I'm not rolling this dice again. This dice has been messing with me all night.
All right, can this dice roll not a nat one?
What was
12
it?
12 perception.
Three.
It did it! Damn it!
It rolled a 19 earlier, so I was happy to keep using it, but apparently...
What about, tell me what you get?
12.
12. You said a 13, Matthew, is it?
12 perception.
12. Roisin?
15.
15. Heron?
16 for survival.
Okay. So Heron, you're able to, you see like a little blood splatter from where Roisin winged it. You can follow it up the building and then on the other side. And it sort of makes its way. You kind of catch it like kind of weaving around and you sort of lose its track though on the kind of the south side of town as you start to get out of the kind of denser area and into the sparser area you kind of lose track of it.
Evelyn good just to see if anything picks up there.
All right, so that's nothing within 30 feet of you at the moment.
But we're at the edge of town?
No, you're kind of like in that like outer ring where it's just like kind of sparse housing, but near the south edge of town.
Okay. Which way looks sketchiest?
Right.
They all look kind of evenly sketchy.
Oh.
Detect Evil and Good lasts for 10 minutes, so you're able to walk around with it.
I see some big circles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it going in a particular direction? Like, was it kind of going in a straight line, or was it like weaving around, or was it going?
It was like weaving
north?
Back and forth, but definitely heading like due south.
All right. So maybe we keep going south and then see if you pick up on anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, chair. Look at it.
Oh, cute pupper. All right. So you hustle as quick as you can, knowing you've got a 10 minutes on this spell. You don't want to waste another slot if you don't have to. And you start to make your way to the edge of town. And when you get outside of town, you start to pick up the blink of an undead.
Is it the farmers?
You are near the farm, yes.
Well, I'll go in that direction a little bit. It might be the farmers, guys. There is a necromancer running a farm. I wonder if he's trying to.
Necrofarmer.
Is he trying to make dead bodies?
No, he's just using unpaid labor.
No, because he's buying people's bodies from them before they ever die. Heron, you didn't have any weird conversations with him, did you?
We
No?
had the only conversation that we all had with him.
Okay, great. So I mean, I'll go towards it if
Okay.
that's we
All right,
thought.
you start to walk and then you hear, it's kind of like radar. There's like one, and then suddenly there's two, three, four.
Yeah. So it's just the.
What if he's hiding in the field to cover his tracks?
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, maybe not, but
or
we should.
maybe, he's friends with what's his face?
Yeah.
Tobias Shadowstride.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Oh my God, was they in love?
Wouldn't be the weirdest one I've heard.
Right, so you make your way into the farm. You see, just sort of undead and various forms of decay out early in the morning. Like it looks like this. It's early summer, so right now it looks like they're weeding mainly. Herkily jerkily pulling weeds out of the ground between these rows of tall corn.
But I can see them, so I can point out each one that is pinging on my detect good and evil.
Now, do you go up and do like a close examination of each one or?
I mean, like pull up their skirts and look? No, but I'll have to verify that it's not a vampire.
All right,
I'm
so.
going to send a quick message towards Tobias's house and be like, just outside looking for a vampire, don't shoot.
You hear a friendly voice say, "Vampire, I'll be right there. Don't hurt my workers."
He says hi.
All right. So you, after a few moments, you see half-eaten croissant in hand. Tobias come walking towards you, looking much like you saw him before, kind of dark necromancer outfit, but also he's got like a jaunty straw hat on that's keeping the sun off of his face. He says, "Oh, hey, it's you guys. You're not here to rile up my workers again, are you?"
No,
No.
is a vampire.
Zombies. It's all I deal with. Zombies. I do have a couple skeletons, but they're
Does he
more.
seem like he's covering anything up?
Roll me an insight check.
Is he evil?
Roll me an
Ugh.
insight check.
Could he touch the book?
Could he touch
Probably.
the
I mean, he's reanimated dead corpses to do farm work. Yeah, he could probably touch the book.
book?
I roll a 6 again.
God, these bad rolls.
I got a 16 insight. That's a 9.
He seems genuinely perplexed about the idea of a vampire.
Okay.
He says, "What?" He says, "What happened? Why did?" He says, "Vampire." He says, "Now I've studied them, of course, in school, but I haven't seen one."
Yeah, it attacked one of us while we were sleeping.
Where at?
What do you mean, where at? In town where we were sleeping.
I don't know where you sleep.
In a bed.
I mean, you could have been camping on the side of the road. I don't
In
know
a
your
room.
adventuring sorts. I don't know.
No, we were in
In an
town,
inn.
and we chased the bloody trail to the south of town where we lost it.
Oh, well, that's no good. He says, well, it's light now, so it all should be
Yeah.
safe.
Do
Do you know? Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I just said we want to kill it.
Oh, sorry. Do you know of any places around here with your knowledge of this area and your extensive studying that you've done of vampires that would be a good hidey hole for a vampire to sleep in during the day?
Basically anywhere dark and that people don't go to. He says they can, as long as they got some, grave dirt with them, they can hide just about anything. Coffin, armor, hole that they can only shape shift to get into.
Any of those ring a bell for in anywhere around here? Other than obviously like a hole, because you wouldn't know.
He says, I mean, lots of places got basement. Hell, I have a root cellar.
Would you mind if we checked it out?
Oh, well, Mr. Umbra's written that out. You'd have to ask him.
Who's Mr. Umbra?
Mr. Who?
Mr.
Oh,
Umbra?
gosh. Who's that?
He's a lodger that's been boarding with me for a couple days now.
Does he come out during the day?
I don't know. I don't get into his business.
No, I mean, did you meet him during the day when he rented the place, or was it at night?
Oh no, he arrived just after sunset.
All right. Can we go check this vampire out?
I don't know that Mr. Ombra is a vampire, but yeah, you're welcome to go talk to him. I don't think he's aroused yet this morning.
Well, the last thing we want to do is arouse your tenant.
Yes.
No Vaseline vampires.
No. All right. Well, if we have your permission to go knock and check it
Arouse
out,
him.
yeah, we'd love to arouse him.
I'm sure he'd be honored to be
To be
aroused
aroused by us.
by us.
All right. He points to where the cellar is.
All right.
We go. So the spell has to be blocked by a full foot of stone, dirt, or wood. So a door wouldn't be enough, technically,
Correct, correct.
unless it was lead lined.
So you go to the door. All right, what do you do?
No.
Since?
You do sense the presence of an undead with behind the door.
I knock on the door.
Who is
Don't arouse him. Do
it? Is that Tobias?
Yes.
You're not Tobias.
Where the stripper seat?
What's that?
Or
What'd you say?
What did you say?
She
Well,
said strippers.
here to arouse him.
Oh, God.
We're here to arouse you.
Yeah, we're here to strip the paint off the walls.
I was going to
We
say meal
hear it
delivery.
has some
Oh,
some lead in it.
it has a better idea.
Very dangerous. Gotta get in there as soon as possible.
Come back another time, okay? Whatever it is you're selling.
It's poisoning you by the second.
I'll take that chance.
Yes, your turn.
Lots of
There's no movement to open the door.
I'm gonna try the handle.
The door is barred.
From the other side,
From the
presumably.
other side, yes.
He's just trapped in there.
We get to sit outside. Hey, Tobias, are there any other entrances or exits to your cellar?
I mean, as long as we fix the door.
No, just the one.
Is there, could we see under the door?
Yeah, it's got like it's just a storm cellar door, so there's like little cracks and stuff in it.
Can I look through?
Do you peek in there, Heron? Roll me a perception check.
Can I simultaneously cast Bright Sparks?
Yeah, if you want.
So that she can see a little bit better?
Well, Heron also has dark sight, dark vision.
Oh.
Yeah, 11.
You see like a shadowy figure in the corner, but when you peek your head into the slats, it looks over at you, and it says, "It's you, the touched one."
Uh-oh. All right, go time.
He says, "You can
I
come
was
in.
actually. Oh?
The rest can just go, but you can come in."
I hear this, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's gonna be. One second. I don't know my spells.
My purpose for looking was if I could see, I would like to cast Mage Hand in there.
Oh, you absolutely can cast Mage Hand in there. Fuck yes.
And then I would like to op like unbar the
Ooh.
door.
All right, you open the door. Let's go ahead and roll initiative, because I think
That
this
was
is
so good, Joe.
that's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks.
I was about to throw a thunder wave.
Yeah, I was thinking about, part of me was thinking about face stepping in there, and the part of me was thinking about how I probably would be able to get the door open in time and die again.
Yeah.
All right. So, what did Heron, what'd you get on initiative?
Oh, initiative.
Oh my God. Where's our roll of natural 20 now? 23. Cass, let me know if you want to switch these.
Kes?
15.
Roisin?
Nine.
9. Tomi?
20.
Okay, and Ula.
12.
12.
I kind of feel like Hyrin going first makes sense.
Hey, Aaron, you're up first.
Okay. This is what we see. Okay, so doors open.
You see him kind of hiding behind like this pillar. You see a little coffin in the corner.
Is there like an area of sunlight that's spilling into here now?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll put a little sunlight drawing on there.
What did he say to me before?
You're
I don't
You're the
know.
touched one.
That's the sun coming in through the.
Awesome.
The touched one? Because you touched me, you freak.
He just says, "How did it taste?"
Yeah, he's living in someone's basement, I'm just saying.
I would like to, and so it's shadowy over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I have a question about the Shadow Blade spell. So it says a bonus action. So if I cast it, do I just summon it with my bonus action and have to use my action to attack? Or.
Correct.
Okay.
I thought the summoning included an attack.
Not for the Shadow Blade.
Oh, okay. All the other blades,
Okay.
that one. I remember that.
Then I would like to blade sing.
Okay.
And then I would like to walk in.
So, what does it look like when you cast this Shadow Blade? I think this is the first time maybe you've cast this.
Oh, I'm not casting it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to start singing. And it is, I'm trying to make it real scary. Like before, it was kind of like a little eerie, but really pretty. Now I'm just it's full of rage. But I will do that, and then I would like to cast Burning Hands
Nice.
at it.
Okay. So it needs to make a deck save.
Yes, Texas.
Okay. That is 21.
Okay, that does baby. What is it? Oh, so 6 damage.
Okay. Is that halved or not halved?
That's already halved. So,
Pre-halved. Okay. So I take
yeah.
6 points.
Fire.
How does he like that fire?
He likes it. I mean, he takes it just fine. Is he weak to it? No. Is he resistant to it? Also no.
Perfect. Thank you for answering all the questions I had.
Yep. All right. Anything else you want to do in your turn, Heron?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, puts up Tommy.
All righty. I am going to 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And then I'm going to lob a first level magic missile at him.
Okay.
So that is 3,
Three,
correct?
yeah, 3d4 plus 3.
Nice. 9.
Okay. Takes 9 points of damage. What does it look, what do your magic missiles look like?
In this form, they're just little orange and yellow and red leaves. And they just kind of like fall and shoof.
Nice. All right, puts up Kess next.
Baby. No. You're such a baby.
Oh, baby.
Still muted. Okay. Bonus action, I'm going to shift. And ooh, let's do something fun. Kess is going to range 30 feet. 1, 2, 3. Move to the bottom of the stairs here. I'm going to pull out my ensorcelled dagger of Thorn Whip and try to
Nice.
Thorn Whip this guy. So,
Ooh, I love it.
Looking good.
let's see. What's the saving throw on this?
It's a dex save.
Dexterity save DC 13.
Unfortunately, he's really good at dex saves. It's a 17 on total.
Oh wait, no, I make a melee spell attack against the target. I'm sorry. It's
Oh,
not a
very
saving
much
throw.
better. Yeah, roll for it.
And this would be with plus five. I'm gonna use my heroic inspiration and reroll.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Because that was a three. And that's a six, so 11.
Oh,
Yuck.
yucky. 11 misses.
That's okay. And then I will just move over here. And that's
Okay.
my turn.
His turn. He. Is going to step out and towards you, Hayren. And he says, "How do you feel?" He says, "You are a beacon."
Sorry.
I was what?
Says, you're a beacon. He says, I'm but a moth to your flame. And he's going to try to claw you. AC 25.
That hit.
Yeah, I figured.
My AC is 21 right now. Oh.
So that's 9 points of slashing damage, and you are now grappled.
Great.
He says, I must have another taste. He's going to try to bite you. Make me a constitution saving throw.
Oh boy.
I have a thing. I have a thing. I'm singing. What am I doing? Oh, it's on a spell. Damn it. Okay.
Oh,
Con
can
save.
I barbs that grapple?
Yeah, you sure can.
Fuck yeah. Silvery barbs.
All right, let me try rerolling it.
Hey, Rune, you get advantage.
That turns it into a 16, so that'll be a miss. All right, so I will use a second claw attack then.
Okay. So am I grappled or no?
Nope, and second attack's a 13, so miss, which means he can't bite. So saved by the barb. And who do you give the advantage
Thank
to?
you.
Gave it to Harun.
He hisses at you, Ula, as your magic prevents him from getting a firm grip. He says, I must taste it again.
No.
That puts up Ula.
Yeah, this is some nonsense, and Ula does not like it. We're gonna do spiritual weapon bonus action. And that's just creating it. You don't get an attack
You get a
roll.
free attack with that one when you create it.
Ew, amazing. All right. I will immediately make one spell attack. Fuck. This dice is gone forever. I'm gonna burn it after we're done. Okay, so that was a 3 plus whatever, doesn't matter. I assume.
Yeah, three on this, yes.
Yeah, because it's a 7 rolled. Or no, a 9, but either way. And then I will make a attack as well. Because that was part of my bonus action, so I still have my action left.
Correct.
I will attack. This is a +4.
Which square are you putting your bonus weapon in?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I should. On this side, on the right side of him, I don't know how to ping. Yeah, right there. That's good. And then I will go up here, get right in the sauce. And then I rolled a 17 to hit.
17 will hit.
Nice. And oh, that's good. 6. So 8 points of damage. And
What kind of damage?
that is piercing damage because I didn't use True Strike. First time you hit a creature with a melee attack, that creature can't make opportunity attacks until the start of its next turn. That's me.
Puts up Roisin next.
All right. Roisin's gonna mosey on over here. And I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at the blood-sucking jerk. So let's roll the dice. Ooh, I'm gonna use my heroic inspiration. That was bad. Okay, 18 to hit.
Will hit.
All right, all right, all right.
Are you rolling for an attack for Witch Bolt or?
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, it is a ranged spell attack. That's right.
All right. 2d12. That was a good roll and a shitty roll, so it works out well, I guess. 14
All right.
lightning.
14 lightning.
Hell yes.
Very nice.
And then I don't have any bonus actions that I can use. So that's eight.
No second wind or anything like that. Action
I
surge.
haven't taken any damage. Well, seems early to use action
All
surge.
right. Top of the round puts up Hayran.
Okay. I would like to cast Shadow Blade. And where it had tried to bite me and stuff. Because, like, Hayren's all, like, pearly and bright. But I'm just gonna kind of, like, reach into his disgusting shadowiness and, like, from him draw out this, like, long, almost like replica of my sword
Nice.
out of shadows, and then I will just try to jam it back into him.
So you weave the shadow from his own gloom and then attempt to
Yeah.
stab him with it. All right.
That is a 21.
That'll hit. That's psychic damage, right?
That is.
Very good.
And that is 4 psychic damage.
Just four?
And just 4. I didn't roll very well.
Rough. You did a 2d8, right? Rough.
I rolled a 3 and a 1.
All right. Okay.
The dice giveth and the dice take
Yep,
away.
they do.
Sure do.
Anything else you do or say on your turn?
Nope. I'll just stare. I feel like I'm smart. Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask, what do you mean by all this weird shit?
He looks at you and he says, "You tasted of its essence. It's within you."
Oh no. The book.
What?
He
No,
says,
what?
"It's so intoxicating. I must have more."
Oh no.
Puts up Tomy.
Oh.
This is
Joe, I know this is your first time as one of my players, but you didn't think I was going to let you licking a legendarily evil book slide, did you?
Yeah, I just wanted
Welcome to the
to
scene.
lick a book,
All
you know? Oh,
right.
no.
Christopher. Puts up Tommy.
Bitches. Oh my God. So you're just a fucking evil, like, bug catcher now. Like, they're just gonna be attracted to you like moths are to light. You know what I'm saying?
Sick. Love that. Love that for you.
What you got, Tommy?
I am it's kind of the heat of battle. We're not really catching everything that people things are being said, but I know he's talking to Hayred, and Sila's kind of confused. So from where I am, I'm going to call over and be like, "How about you just talk to her, plain and simple, plain words, okay?" And cast suggestion,
Ooh.
and try to get him to like just tell her plainly and honestly, like, "What's up?"
All right, so give me the wording for suggestion. How do you word this spell? As Shay is well aware, wording matters.
We'd fucking workshop this shit before Shay did a suggestion.
You should answer her questions fully and truthfully when she asks them.
Okay, and what kind of saving throw is that?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. All right. What's the DC?
14.
14. So 50-50, he needs an 11 or higher. I am actually going to roll this in front of the campaign using the die roller. So 11 or higher, he succeeds. 10 or lower, he fails.
Oh,
Damn
So
it.
that's a 19. I am sorry.
Ah.
Been a little. Oh, shit.
All right.
Didn't work. It's not gonna happen.
What's up, Kess? Unless you wanted to
Could
move
be
or anything.
lying.
Yeah.
No, I'll just say where I am.
Plan B it is. I'm gonna poke
Kick a
out
little
from
rock.
behind. Can I bonus action hide?
Yeah, absolutely. You get that pillar there to hide behind.
Okay. And then I will poke out and try to thorn whip this guy again.
Nice.
So with advantage. Hey,
That'll hit.
18 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so he takes 1d6 piercing damage. 4 piercing damage, and I pull him 10 feet closer to me into that nice little square of sunlight.
Yeah.
That is literally just enough to bloody him.
Yeah.
And you move him here.
Well, like closer to me. So like, yeah, directly towards me. There you go.
There you go. He starts screaming in agony as he goes into the sunlight. Okay. Puts up his turn. Start of his turn, he is in direct sunlight. So he immediately takes 20 points of radiant damage.
Nice.
Okay. Starts just hisses his skin, just starts like burbling, and flames start to radiant like flames start to like shoot out of it. And then he is going to disengage, move backwards. God, you guys really put him in a tight spot.
Yep.
I guess the least fucky zone for him is back where he was. And then he is going to, since he is unable to do anything else, attack Hayrin with his claw. AC 22.
That hits.
Fuckery. Before I roll the damage.
I don't have my reaction back.
All right. By the way, who'd you give the advantage to for that? I forgot.
It was
Hey,
me.
Ren. Hey, Ren. Okay. So that is 7 points of slashing damage for real this time.
Really?
And then make me a Constitution saving throw as he just desperately grabs you and tries to reach in to bite you.
Constant. Constant. 11.
That is not enough. So
Have you
he.
used your heroic advantage yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no, you
Oh.
get. Did you roll advantage?
She already used the advantage from the barbs on her turn when she attacked.
Oh, okay. I understand. Never mind.
Even though I did have advantage anyway.
Yeah, that sucks.
Sucks.
But they still got their
Okay.
heroic advantage, so they could spend that.
I'm using my inspo. It's 14.
14 is exactly what you needed to not take any damage
Ooh,
from this.
nice.
You're able
Ooh,
to
okay.
essentially just kind of like fight it off. It's still got a hold of you. It's going to claw you with its second attack. For 12 will miss. It just says, give me it. Give me your blood.
Well, desperate. Thanksgiving,
Puts
desperate.
up Ula.
Amazing. A little desperate. Cool. All right. I am going to use True Strike. So this will be radiant damage to attack. And what's the. There it is, plus six. Okay, well, that's 11 for my actual. Oh, right. That's not a bonus action. Can I just retcon really quick? The reason I took the sorcery metamagic was so that I could make True Strike a bonus action. That's the whole reason that I took it. So I will use, I think it's two sorcery points to turn that into a bonus action. Is that how it works? I need to get this stuff written on paper. I hate using this app.
Yes, two sorcery points to change the casting time to one bonus action.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. So then I still have my action left, and I'm very frustrated because I keep swinging and missing. So spiritual weapon has to be used as a bonus action. Right. That's the thing. Okay. Can you tell that I've never played a cleric before? Okay, sticking with what I was doing. I will angle myself in such a way. I'll be right here. And then I can angle a thunder wave so that it doesn't hit Haerun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So thunder wave, and I will use my channel divinity to do max damage. He makes a con saving throw.
Dirty 20.
I have my reaction back at the top of my turn, right?
Yeah.
Silvery barbs.
You can't because you already cast True Strike. Oh wait, True Strike's a cantrip, isn't it? Then you absolutely can.
I'm literally casting Thunder Wave right now.
Oh, then you can't.
Okay. All right. Well, that sucks. So he takes 8 points of damage.
Unless
Whoops.
you got Thunder Wave from a feat. Oh wait, you got Silvery Barbs from a feat. If you use
I already used.
okay. Yeah, I was gonna say if you use the one time free thing, you would have been able to do it, but
No, I mean, we could retcon and say I didn't, but that's what I used.
no, it's fine. All right, so it's fine. He takes half damage on this.
It's eight. That's it.
Eight. Okay. It is great.
Shit, is it?
What's up, Roisin?
All right. Bonus action, witch bolt thing. It just automatically does damage, which is cool.
Yeah, which bolt?
11.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack with my short sword for my action.
All right, so you're going to step up to him.
Oh, yes. Dooby-dooby-doo. You jerk. Eat my blade. That's mid. 15.
We'll miss.
All right. Let me see one thing. Dooby-dooby-dooby-doo. Okay. And then because of the Nick property of my trident, aka scimitar, I'm going to attack with my scimitar because I can do it as part of the attack action
Nice.
instead of bonus action. That's really bad.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll just cry.
Second way or action surge?
I can just do another attack, right? Sure. Why not? I'll use a different die. I'll attack with my Schwartzford again. Okay, that's better. Dirty 20.
That'll hit.
Okay. Where's a d4? Okay. 9 piercing.
Okay. He is looking very damaged.
Cool.
All right, puts up top of the round, puts up Hey Rin.
I'll cast another Burning Hand.
And you still have the
That's
Shadow Blade
something.
too, by the way. So
I do.
that lasts a minute.
I know. I'm just trying to see what might do more. Okay, and he's in the shadow. I'll do another.
Well, I'll say whatever. I'll tell you what. He's not doesn't have a lot of hit points left. So do whatever you think would be the most cinematic way.
I will. I'll stab him. That is a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Seven damage.
He was at 2 hit points. How do you want to do this?
Okay. Okay. I will, I saw the Shadow Blade, so after I stabbed him, I will grab his face. And then I will just slowly stab into his neck where he's bitten me with the Shadow Blade
Nice.
until he dies.
All right, so you just slam the Shadow Blade into his neck. The psychic damage just kind of gurgles. And then as he slides off your blade, he falls into the sunlight and his corpse catches fire. And he burns to ash.
So you're like a chicken nugget for evil now, or what?
Chicken nugget.
At least it's a chicken nugget and not like something not as good.
Oh, chicken nuggets, not good. Is that what you said?
No, she's
No,
saying
I said
it's
at least
good.
I'm a. Yeah, I'm a chicken nugget instead of something like gross.
Oh, sorry, I
Oh,
had
yeah.
a hearing you.
They thought you were awesome.
He did.
That's really unfortunate. You know, you read about all these monster romances, and in real life, it's just assault.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
Not yet. I think I need to process things.
You want to find more bad guys to kill?
Sure, they'll find us if this is the case. I'm really sorry. At least it won't be any of you, hopefully, kidding.
Why are you sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he kept saying it. I can deduce that it's because I licked the fucking book, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Did we all hear that?
You're all in a very small basement, so presumably yes.
Okay.
And it's because I licked the book.
Yeah, well, you didn't know that would happen, so.
No, it's
I mean,
not
it's just a bug.
just
Yeah.
the book.
How would you know
Doesn't
that?
make, yeah, it doesn't make any of this your fault.
Yeah.
And we can see if we can find some holy mouthwash or something.
Yeah.
You're
Yeah.
right. I just need to lick
A
a
holy
good holy
book.
book. A
A
good
holy
book
book.
now.
There we go.
Ula,
All right,
do you
let's
have
go to
any
that
holy things?
temple.
Yeah. Do
Well,
you have
so
any holy things to
you
come
might
back?
want to lick something from a different temple.
So here's ceremony. Atonement is for someone whose alignment has changed, so that
Correct.
work. But yeah, ceremony really doesn't work for it. I will have to look at what I have available. because it seems like I should be able to help you somehow. I just don't know how that would work. I don't know.
Thank you for defending me and everyone against this.
Can I go check out the coffin or like poke around?
Oh yeah, don't lick it. So you know.
Good to know.
All right, so you go around and search the coffin and his possessions, and you find 17 gold pieces worth of various coins on his person, and some there's like some piles of dirt in the coffin.
Is that something I would, do we need to do anything with that?
With
You
some.
don't think so with the
Okay.
dirt.
Okay.
What if we do it just to be spicy?
Yeah.
You seem to like that dirt. Let's go put it somewhere stupid.
There is an
Let's
outhouse
do
behind the farm.
it.
Can I collect some of his ashes?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is there a bucket I can put dirt in?
Looks like it on the map.
Gonna put dirt in a
Yeah,
bucket.
you get a bucket. You put all of his grave dirt into a bucket. All right, you head back outside to the field. Tobias is like, "Well, I heard some fireworks in there. Is Mr. Umbra, was he a vampire?"
Very much so.
Well,
You'd think
fuck.
a necromancer would know that.
Yeah, you think you would. Shit. Well, that's on me. Whoopsie. Sorry.
Maybe
It's all right.
you
You
had to
got rid
take
of
like
your
a
problem.
refresher course.
I just, I'll be honest, I needed the money. I didn't look too close. That's on me.
Oh, the zombie farming business not pulling in the profits you need?
It's a lot of investment up front because you pay people for their bodies, but you have to wait for them to die of natural causes. And unlike some competitors, I don't take shortcuts in that regard. So
You
you're
have competitors.
specific competitors.
Yeah, there's other necro farmers out there. Not all of them are so honorable as I am.
Huh.
Do you have maybe like a list?
I don't have a list, no.
What about a list of names in your head that you don't have written down, but you just know and you can tell us right now?
Like, you don't do any sort of market analysis of
Look,
other.
if you're asking for a list of names in this moment, I'm not going to be able to give one to you. That's all I can say about that.
Are they like nearby, or you're just talking like globally?
The region, yeah, not nearby. More globally. I'm the only necro farmer in this area, and anywhere that you all get to within the next few sessions, by which I mean, walking, sessions.
Exercise sessions.
So really quickly, can I, when I had to detect evil and good up, did Heyrune show up as an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead?
No.
Interesting.
Can we find out in some way whether or not she's got a curse or.
Curses seems like a more likely candidate.
Yeah, all I have is lesser restoration. When Chris, are we gonna level up?
Maybe at some point you will, sure.
Motherfucker.
Someday.
Yeah, I don't have any good stuff until third level spells,
All right.
honestly.
So Tobias is like, "Well, is there any mess in there I need to take care of? Any personal effects I should get rid of?
Some
Do I need to
ashes
re
in a coffin.
Yeah, there's a coffin.
Well, he did not have that coffin when he rented my place. I swear that would have been a dead giveaway. He must have stashed it somewhere off the road where I couldn't see it and brought it back when I wasn't watching.
Right.
He
And
was
that
very
wasn't
sneaky.
My coffin either. I don't just keep coffins in the basement despite my occupation and whole vibe.
What do you do with the coffins?
What coffin?
Oh.
When I die, I go pick him up in my cart.
Oh, well, thank you.
Also, everybody get 3 gold pieces. This is the
Yay.
splittings of our winnings.
Tobias says, oh, thank you. I know you weren't giving it to Tobias.
Oh.
I was joking that Tobias was like,
Ha.
thank you.
Ha.
Also, Amanda, tell Paul I said hi. All right. So, do you guys hang around this farm or do you head back to town or what else do you do?
Heading back to town unless there's a reason for us to do anything else.
All
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to go throw some grave dirt and some poop first.
All
Yeah.
right. So
Oh, yeah.
you toss the grave dirt into the, or do you have Hayren do it?
Hey, Rand, do you want to do it?
Oh, no, I don't touch dirt. Okay.
What are we doing with the dirt?
Throwing it
Just
in the
putting in some
outhouse.
poop.
Ew, I don't want to do that either.
All right. So Toby, you dump the dirt into the poo hole.
Yep. Take that.
All right. And then you all head back to you see Tobias comes out of the, as you guys are leaving, he comes out of the root cellar with a coffin. You just see him like throw it on like a scrap lumber pile.
I don't know if vampires can come back or whatever, but if he does, he's got no grave dirt. Or if he wants to get it, he's got to go into some poop.
They can't come back because he was burned, right?
I don't know. I don't know how vampires
Vampire
work that well.
expert Roshin.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Depends if he was a spawn or a master vampire. Given
You
how
know?
easily you killed him, probably a spawn, so he's not coming
It
back.
depends on if he's a spawn or one of the big ones, but we killed him pretty easily, so I think he's
Yeah,
dusted for
if he
good.
was a vampire master, you all wouldn't have walked away from that, most likely.
Yeah.
Do you think that he also ran away to come find us, or do you think he was sent?
Ooh.
How many days ago did the
It's
next?
a shame you didn't get a chance to play Never Have I Ever with them.
Should we have?
We don't play with predators. No.
The necro farmer, how long ago did he say he stopped by?
A few days.
So before we got here?
Before you got here, yeah.
Probably just smelled you and you smelled good. Sensed you from somewhere.
Well, that's reassuring. I mean, they're not coming from far to come find us, but if they're in the area, we should probably be more careful.
Yeah, I wonder how many vampires hang out around here.
Yeah.
Not many people we've talked to, so
Yeah, the
That
guards
they know of.
were surprised that there is vampires, so it's clearly not like there's not like frequent vampire attacks in this area
That they know
that they
of.
know of.
As we're leaving the farm, do the zombies seem unusually attracted to Hayren?
Are we gonna bring Hayren to church or
I mean
Take
we
me to church.
I mean we should stop by a temple and see if there's somebody who can do something, because I can't. I don't have anything good enough to do anything about this situation, unfortunately.
Or can just tell us if there's maybe a curse or something else going on. Just an idea of what we're up
Sure.
with towards.
Yeah, we can ask somebody if there's a temple to a deity that has something particularly to do with the undead.
Maybe she just needs to pass it.
I
Need to do what?
Like, if a baby swallows a silver piece or something, just wait a little bit and they pass it.
I don't think she swallowed the book.
Well, no, not, but like, she got a little bit of evil, just to wait for the evil to pass.
I think it might be a little bit more difficult than that.
A little bit, yeah.
Do I?
Wasn't a
Okay, I'm gonna go.
direct
Yeah, I'm gonna grab my water skin and just start chugging it. But as I'm doing that, can I think about if I know anything about like curses or how to do anything about
Roll
things?
me a religion check or an arcana check, one of the two.
That's a 27.
Ooh,
They feature prominently.
nice.
They feature prominently in a lot of the books you read. You know that curses often happen to people that. Well, A, if it'd be like narratively interesting to bring people who wouldn't otherwise be together together. You also know that it can often happen to people who are careless with powerful magical objects.
Oh.
or that evil people create things that are cursed to trick people into bad things happening to them. You also know that priests and wizards can remove curses, so.
I will communicate all that.
Yeah, if we get just stronger, I'll be able to remove curses.
All
Sounds
right.
like a solid plan, though.
All
Yeah.
right. So do you go to the closest temple, or do you try to find
I think we should go to the sex temple. I
All
really
right.
trust that guy.
Okay, so that's actually also coincidentally the closest temple. You head to the Kasuba Temple with its nice mossy exterior. You head inside where you see Grindor there kind of sweeping up some aisles. He's a half ancient half elf, kindly. And he sees you coming and says, "Oh, hello. Good to see you again. Thanks again for that those new books you gave me. They've been quite interesting."
Thank you for yours. We have a bit of a situation. Like, long story, a while ago we like met a demon, and then there was this book that we found, and it was made from like the skins of
Bless yours.
celestials, you know, maybe it was evil or whatever. And as one does, I licked it. And so now, there are
Yeah, I read about
things.
that in one of the books you gave me.
See, totally normal. I look at my party. But now we think that there might be like evil creatures. If they're around, they get really creepy and like so obsessed with me, which is fine, but like it's kind of inconvenient because, you know, we have our lives. We give me some space. Anyway, we can possibly fix that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too trust.
She's gotta be cursed.
He says, "Well, he says, let me see first of all if you're cursed." And so he is going to, he says, "Come up with me to the altar." And he says, "Please lay down." All right, so you lay down. He ritually casts a curse detection spell.
What spell is that?
I don't think it's actually in the game. It's
Chris's curse detection spell.
called, well, I think it's in Baldur's Gate. There's a second level divination spell called Detect Curse. That's out there somewhere.
Yes, definitely my list of things.
Forgotten Realms.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he casts it. He says, "Oh yeah, you're cursed."
Oh. That's a curse.
That's a good one. He says, "Luckily enough," he says, I can remove it from you." And so
Can
he,
you?
yes, he says, "I sure can." And he just boops you on the nose. He says, "There, it's done.
Really?
Really? Your curse is gone." He also cast the remove curse spell when he did that, but yes.
But it involved a nose boot.
It did involve a nose boot. That was the
it's
somatic
a key component.
Yeah. Awesome.
Can I give you a hug?
Absolutely you can. And he gives you a big hug. He says, they're there. He says, curses happen to the best of us.
Thank you.
Grindor, could we maybe, like, do something for you and it as a thank you? Something hopefully not too hard or taxing.
Something, is there some easy way we could say thanks? You know, that would be that
it's
would that
not
would be
money and doesn't take a lot of effort.
just when you are traveling, he says, always just look out for those weaker than you. He says, all Kasuba wants is for life to be protected. Just go pro-life. Oh, God. Oh. That, no, wait. Time out. X card. Let me rephrase that. He says, just go out there and protect people. Protect the helpless. Protect those that need help from those that might take advantage of them. He says, oh, yeah, we also don't like poachers for real. So if you see a poacher, you can go ahead and take their life. We're fine with that.
Okay.
Poachers specifically? That's
very specific. Yes.
Can be done.
I don't mind
Bill
that.
Poaches. Got it.
He says, but no, for real. He says, just do more good than harm when you're out there, and that'll be payment enough.
Thank you. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. He says, well, get back out there. He says, the hanging out in the temple all day, that's for us olds.
How old are you?
He says, I am 382, if you believe it or not.
Damn.
Yeah.
He says, and I know I don't look a day over 278.
What's his
You're looking very good.
Half-elf.
Half-elf.
He's very old for a half-elf.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like, normally human, like...
They can live a little longer, yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
Not as old as my mom.
How old's your mom?
Like, super old.
Okay.
He cocks his head. He says, you don't look elven.
I'm half-elven.
Oh. Oh, yes, I guess I can see it in the ears.
Yeah, my dad's just really short.
Ah. He says, well, you look wonderful no matter what you are.
But yeah, she's like 500 or something. 500 something something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Hmm. All right.
Super old.
He says, that is old, even for me.
Yeah, you'll get there one day.
I don't know if I hope I do or if I hope I don't. depends on how much fiber I've had that day. All right, now scoot along.
Bye.
All right, so you all go out into the city and have a restful rest of your day. Is there anything anybody else would like to do in town before you all leave with the next morning with the caravan?
Just pick up some stuff. Mm-hmm. Chris, I need to figure out what types of thingies are common level effects.
Oh, yes.
I
yeah,
tried Googling it, and I have no idea what that
we
is.
We can talk about it between sessions. Same with Hayren and whatever sort of obsidian gizmo they want to make. All right. Hayren, I guess I also want to know just how's the rest of Hayren's day go?
They're okay. They're a little less wild than they usually are. Says a little fewer weird unhinged shit. Just kind of follows along.
Tomi's buying a lot of like sweet treats and street snacks and stuff for her and Sir Greg, but also like passing them on to Hayren because she firmly believes that snacks make things better.
Probably adds to my lack of saying weird shit. My mouth is always full.
All right. Akess, do you spend the evening with Tariq again?
Any chance Tariq has the day off since it's Fantasy Sunday?
He sure does.
Okay.
So you guys have a cute
Then,
little date day together.
yeah, we spend the whole day together.
Wonderful. It's cute. Yeah, you two, okay, the four of you, as you're walking through town, occasionally get glimpses of Kes and Tariq on cute little date activities.
That's adorable.
Do you think Kes is going to want to stay here?
I doubt it.
I don't know if Chess is that serious, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Chess that well, so maybe.
After the previous evening's game, I'm a lot better than you used to, so.
That's true. We asked him 8 questions.
Well,
That's
and all those ones that happened off camera as
Oh
well.
yeah, yes. There's 8 more questions than we did before.
Yeah. All right. Roisin, how about you? Anything?
No.
Ula?
No.
Okay, so you all get some rest and wake up and stupid early to get ready to muster for the caravan leaving at dawn. Which, as you now know, is like 5 in the morning because it is summer and the sun comes up early in the summer.
Oh,
It
it's stupid
does.
early.
Yeah, you all wait as the caravan starts to leave and march out with it on the 15th of Sylvian, and that is where we'll pick up next time. And that is also where you'll pick up next time at 5th level as you level up.
Yay!
Hooray!
Yay!
That's what I wanted.
All right, so let's do hit dice before we turn off the recording.
Oh man. Balls. Minimum it's a 5, right?
Yeah, so five for you, Ula.
Roll a fucking 1.
Boo.
Oof.
Ooh.
Okay. What'd you get? Yes.
I rolled an 8.
Delightful.
So my total is now 48.
Awesome. Tomi?
Just keep rolling.
I don't know which one I'm gonna do yet.
What are you choosing between?
Sorcerer and Bard.
It's the same. Oh no, Sorcerer's a D6, Bard's a D8, isn't it?
Yes. I can roll one of each and tell you what they are.
Sure, let's do that.
D6, D8, Spiky boy. I got a 5 on the D6 and a 6 on the D8.
Okay.
I now have destroy undead, and those bitches have disadvantage.
Nice.
Very
Dude.
nice.
Roisin.
9.
Excellent. And Hayren.
I rolled a 2.
So that is, and you're rolling D6s, right?
Yes.
So that's a minimum of a 4. So you roll
Oh, thank you.
that. Okay. And we'll pick back up there next time.